KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Suggests that Urolithin A or MitoPure might help, but things that help to preserve muscle function might be useful here. And therefore, if I were to see a patient with IBM, I would suggest taking Urolithin A to preserve the mitochondrial function within muscle. Consider creatine which actually helps muscle function as well, and do overall things to support the body. Make sure you have adequate levels of critical vitamins, because insufficient amounts of certain micronutrients can affect performance. Again, not a cure, but, you know, a way of supporting function. For men, testosterone and androgens might be part of the solution, because they do tend, you know, anabolic steroids are things that bodybuilders and weightlifters take, and, you know, we might consider the use of those because they may actually help to preserve strength and muscle function, especially in men who may, unlike women, experience less in the way of side effects of moderate to heavy doses of testosterone. So those are some of the things that I might suggest. Again, it's all tentative, because we don't have a surefire cure for IBM. And there's research underway, and hopefully we will arrive at a cure, a treatment for it. But so far, only trials, some unsuccessful, have been underway. And we await the results of the rapamycin trial, which should be available soon. Well, folks, here's something that we can agree upon, is that fish oil is beneficial for the body. And, you know, that feeling that when everything just clicks and your mind is sharp and your mood is steady, your body feels like it's firing on all cylinders. Well, that's that luck. That's what your body is capable of every single day. So I've looked at a lot of fish oil supplements. And why talk about fish oil here? I consider fish oil kind of a Swiss Army knife for overall wellness and performance. But honestly, most of the fish oils I've looked at are mystery sourced, overprocessed, blasted with heat, and packed with synthetic add-ins. But I've come across one that's different. It's Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. And I start with wild Alaskan salmon and cod, sustainably caught from some of the cleanest waters on the planet. And then it's processed at low temperatures, kind of cold-pressed, to preserve what actually matters. We're talking about real omega-3s, naturally occurring vitamins A and D, and pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, that help your body balance its own immune response. And what does that mean for you? It means clearer thinking. It translates to more stable mood and real nature-based support for your heart and immune system. There are no shortcuts, no synthetic nonsense. And best of all, it was developed by Dr. Jeffrey Bland, a true pioneer in the world of complementary health. And if you haven't caught a recent podcast with him, it's well worth a listen. If you want to feel the difference, go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman, and use code Hoffman for 20% off site-wide. Once you feel it, you'll know the difference. All right, here's a... This really shows you how far that AI has infiltrated medicine. And this is going to be really creating a firestorm of controversy. CEO of America's largest public hospital system says he's ready to replace radiologists with AI. The chief executive of America's largest public hospital system, who's CEO of New York City Health and Hospitals, right here in New York, says he's ready to replace radiologists with AI. And it's all about cost saving. What they're saying is currently they do use AI. Is often radiologists, they have a big volume of, say, mammograms to look at and scans, and they use AI to highlight anomalies or abnormalities. Now, radiologists still are very much involved in looking at images, but this increases their productivity. What they're saying is that they're going to use AI for example, mammograms. And for women who aren't considered high risk, if the test comes back negative, it's only wrong about 3 times out of 10,000, which is not great for the 3 times it's wrong, but overall, pretty darn efficient as human-read mammograms. And so this is the first step, I think, towards utilizing and leveraging AI in a big way that ultimately may replace doctors. Now, this isn't going to mean that radiologists are out of business. What their role will be simply to review those images that are highlighted as problematic by the AI. But the AI will get a first pass. And there's a lot of pushback from this. Some radiologists are saying, here's one, he says, any attempt to implement AI-only reads would immediately result in patient harm and death, and only someone with zero understanding of radiology would say something so naive. But in some sense, they're correct. Hospitals are happy to cut costs, even if it means patient harm, as long as it's legal. So there's going to be a battle royal on many fronts in medicine as AI achieves dominance in initial diagnostic analysis. They'll be reading your biopsies. They'll be reading your histology reports that come back after surgery. They'll be reading medical images, and that may mean a sea change in medicine. And if there's a mistake, who are you going to sue? Are you going to sue the AI company? Because the doctor may not be the one who made the mistake. It's the AI that missed something or even hallucinated, which is known to happen with AI systems. They sometimes just make it up, like, a college freshman who makes something up on their exam. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Frequently in a state of fatigue, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you get older, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. The cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using NT-Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. NT-Factor lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com for NT-Factor lipids powder. There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. because here we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Let's hear another one of those recorded calls.
Hi. My husband suffers from depression, and he's had an acute depression since around November. And somehow that psychological problem led to an eating disorder. He's 79 years old. He's been unable to eat for a while now, and he's trying to reintroduce food, but every time he eats something and he's eating small amounts, he feels sick and nauseous afterwards. So then it leads to him not wanting to eat because he feels sick. Any remedies for this? He's just lost so much weight, and he's getting thinner and thinner. And I'd like to know what to do to help him.
Okay, Dio, this is a challenging question because sometimes in medicine we refer to this as the dwindles. You know, some patients tend to go downhill physically and psychologically, and they lose interest in food. It's a chicken and egg situation because when you have less in the way of adequate nutrition, you're going to have less optimal brain function, and that will feed forward into loss of interest in eating and decreased motivation, and on and on it goes until you're progressively debilitated. And so the intervention, I think, would have to do with finding out what he's missing. You know, he may be missing critical nutrients which support brain function, especially if he's on a very skimpy diet. Alternatively, he may have, you know, some kind of condition, some hormonal condition, low levels of androgens, which are very motivating for men, low thyroid or low adrenal function, and getting support for that could invigorate his appetite and invigorate his brain. There's actually, when it comes to eating disorders, there's some interesting evidence that if you can get patients who have anorexia to undertake a ketogenic diet, you know, it's hard to get them to eat altogether, but if they eat and they're already tuned into very restrictive diets, and a ketogenic diet is very restrictive, but if you can get them to eat a ketogenic diet, what it does is it switches brain physiology, and it changes the way that the brain utilizes energy and has been used in the treatment of various types of psychiatric disorders, bipolar disorder, depression, schizophrenia. A ketogenic diet might be a way of reactivating his brain energy. Of course, there are other supplements that have an impact on brain energy. You know, we can mention, once again, urolithin A, and NT factor. These are things that enhance mitochondrial activity and may be helpful for restoring optimal brain function, which then will help him get the normal signals to take an interest in food again. This is sort of a form of apathy, just a general lack of motivation, lack of brain power that can impact appetite. There may be some digestive component to this. This sometimes happens if there's a hidden cancer in the body. So medical doctors, when confronted with patients like this, will do a search. You know, is there a cancer somewhere that is sapping the body of energy and causing what's called cancer cachexia, which is a wasting away syndrome that can occur when you have a hidden cancer? Sometimes that's revealed if you do a very comprehensive workup. So he really needs attention because this is a dangerous situation. It's a slippery slide towards decline and vicious cycle. So we want to intervene and make sure that it doesn't get any worse. Folks, our number is 877-726-8255. And a reminder, lots of resources that you can find at drhoffman.com. We've got a great newsletter. We've got podcasts throughout the week. You can find them through your usual podcast purveyor. We also are on social media. So find us on Facebook and X for timely updates on Intelligent Medicine. Utilize all the resources there and call us with your questions at 877-726-8255. When we return, we'll take a look at the hazards associated with tattoos. This is Intelligent Medicine.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You know that feeling when everything just clicks? Your mind is sharp, your mood is steady, your body feels like it's firing on all cylinders. That's not luck. That's what your body is capable of every single day. Now, I've looked into a lot of fish oil supplements, and honestly, most of them are mystery sourced, overprocessed, blasted with heat, and packed with synthetic add-ins. But this one is different. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health starts with wild Alaskan salmon and cod, sustainably caught from some of the cleanest waters on the planet, and then it's processed at low temperatures to preserve what actually matters. We're talking about real omega-3s, naturally occurring vitamins A and D, and pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, that help your body balance its own immune response. What does that mean for you? Clearer thinking, more stable mood, and real nature-based support for your heart and immune system. No shortcuts, no synthetic nonsense. If you want to feel the difference, go to
BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for 20% off site-wide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Of, here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and our number is 877-726-8255. Folks, recently I was in New Zealand, and I was trying to push through after an 18-hour flight and trying to avoid jet lag. So I was in Auckland, New Zealand, and they had a tattoo festival. And I decided to plunk down $25 and go see the tattoos and all the people getting tattoos in this convention center in Auckland, New Zealand, just as a way of averting the desire to conk out and sleep and mess up my circadian rhythm. That's what I try to do when I arrive in a place after a long plane flight. And I was disappointed. I was disappointed because they have fantastic traditional Maori tattoos in New Zealand. They're famous for them. You know, those facial tattoos and body art that is distinctive for the Maori culture. And I walked into the convention center. And I saw a bunch of people getting tattoos, but I could have been in any place around the world where people get tattoos because they were tattoos of all manner of things except for the traditional Maori tattoos. For some reason, this is New Zealand. don't know why that was, but people had their entire body festooned with multicolored tattoos. It was a thing. And I had a concern as I looked at the people getting the tattoos. I felt out of place because I don't have a single tattoo on my body of, like, you know, a voyeur walking around there. Tattoos affect your immune system in ways we're just beginning to understand, according to an article in The Conversation. Growing scientific evidence suggests tattoo inks are not biologically inert. Turns out they're complex chemical mixtures. They contain pigments that give color and liquid carriers that help distribute the ink, plus preservatives to prevent microbial growth, because you don't want to introduce an infection, as well as some indeterminate impurities. Many pigments currently in use for tattoos were originally developed for industrial applications such as, get this, car paint, plastics, and printer toner, rather than specifically for injection into the human skin. So it's a big experiment. Some inks contain trace amounts of heavy metals, including nickel, chromium, cobalt, and occasionally lead, although they try to avoid that because that's a known toxin. And the concern is that they may migrate. They may migrate because tattooing involves injecting ink deep into the dermis. That's the layer of skin beneath the surface. And the body recognizes these pigment particles as foreign material. And you get these macrophages, which are like little Pac-Man cells that try and take away this foreign material. And where do they go? They go directly to the lymph nodes. And so the dye accumulates in the lymph nodes. And the lymph nodes are designed to provide us with immune defense. They're where the white blood cells gather and process information, and are kind of dispatch stations where if you have an infection, they're ready to go. So these tattoos may contain carcinogenic chemicals like polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. And black tattoo, for example, is commonly made from carbon black, which may contain some of the... Well, where do you get carbon black? Well, when you grill, you get carcinogenic compounds from, you know, the char called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. That may be in the tattoos. And that is a concern. A recent study suggests that commonly used tattoo pigments can influence immune activity, trigger inflammation, and even reduce the effectiveness of certain vaccines. So, concern. There's also allergic inflammatory reactions. You can get granulomas. These reactions can be worsened by sun exposure because the tattoos absorb the sun. It's kind of a high-energy thing and create a reaction. So I'm not a big fan of this craze towards, you know, not just a tattoo here and there, but full arm sleeves, full body tattooing. That ultimately, that tattoo pigment, where is it going to? It's going to migrate to other places in your body. And, you know, your body is a temple. It should be inviolate. It is not a canvas for artwork. As impressive as it may be for certain cultures like the Maoris, I think we've got potentially a problem years hence as the consequences of this widespread practice come to light. Folks, it's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything, your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, even your sharpness of mind. It's called nitric oxide. But after age 40, your body makes less and less of it, less blood flow. Nitric oxide is the principle behind Viagra. After all, it improves flow in a certain part of your body, but it improves blood flow throughout your body. You may experience less stamina and less of you. But now there's N101. It's the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Brown. You've heard him here on Intelligent Medicine. He is the world's leading nitric oxide researcher. His product is backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 It's designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels, so just do what I do and let one dissolve in your mouth. I usually take one before a workout, and then I take another one later in the day. I especially make sure to take it before any type of exercise. It goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, supporting healthy circulation, boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, and helping you feel the way you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, sharper focus, day after day. And 101, it's the science of you working better. So visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com. And a special opportunity for Intelligent Medicine listeners. You can use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for 10% off N101 at the website HoffmanNO.com. This item, you know, I tend to think of a lot of problems system-wide in the body are related to the gut. So imbalances in intestinal bacteria don't just cause irritable bowel or diarrhea, but they also trigger problems throughout the body. And they may be the basis for autoimmune diseases. We've certainly seen that. New evidence. Scientists discover hidden gut trigger behind ALS and dementia. They say a hidden culprit in the gut may be driving devastating brain diseases. And this, and of course, we're looking for anything, any handhold that we can get in the treatment and prevention of ALS. But there's also a condition called frontotemporal dementia. Think Bruce Willis, who had trouble remembering his lines and then had trouble speaking at all, and now has been formally diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia. It's different than Alzheimer's disease. It affects more the speech centers, and is a devastating disease leads to changes in personality, behavior, and language. ALS targets the motor neurons, which causes progressive muscle weakness that leads to paralysis. So new study published in Cell Reports, they believe that harmful gut bacteria produce inflammatory forms of glycogen, which is a type of sugar, and that these bacterial sugars can trigger an immune response that damages the brain. And how they know this is they studied 23 patients with ALS or frontotemporal dementia. 70% had elevated levels of this harmful glycogen, and when they looked at normal individuals, a small percentage had similar levels. So some people, I guess, have those levels and don't develop those diseases, but it's a strong marker for risk of ALS and frontotemporal dementia. So this, they say the results open the door to new treatments aimed at breaking down these damaging sugars in the digestive system and, you know, suggest that we need to focus more on the microbiome as the source of trouble with a wide variety of health conditions. More and more research is pointing in that direction. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know that feeling? You're exhausted, but your brain just won't quit. You're staring at the ceiling, watching the clock, dreading the morning. Here's something that actually helps. It's called Kyolic Specialty Series Sleep Mushrooms Plus. And it's unlike anything you've tried before. This isn't some chemical sleep aid that leaves you foggy and dragging the next day. This is a clean botanical formula built around certified organic reishi mushrooms grown on real farms, not in a lab, combined with valerian root to help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer, L-theanine to quiet that racing mind, and Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, one of the most trusted wellness ingredients available for circulation and stress support. It's vegan, non-GMO, no gluten, no dairy, no artificial anything. Just 2 capsules, 2 hours before bed, and you wake up actually rested, not groggy, not out of it. Just refreshed. Kyolic Sleep Mushrooms Plus from Wakanaga. Learn more about this and the entire Kyolic Mushrooms Plus line at Kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores, nationwide, and online.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these 3 key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is the way you get into the doctor's office to pose your questions. Call that number, as did this listener. So let's hear it.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. My concern is the plastic found in bottle caps, according to Rhonda Patrick, the molecular biologist, is leaching into water that's even in glass containers. What should I use instead as a cap? I've tried rubber stoppers that I buy at the hardware store, but after a while they smell funky and it tastes funky. So there's something coming off of that too. And she mentioned that. She said, don't use black utensils. So I'm realizing that the black rubber stoppers are in the same category. Question is, what should I use? I'm putting wax paper and rubber bands to cover my water bottles now. Any other suggestions? Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, this brings up an issue, which is that, you know, and I had one of these things. I had a black plastic spatula, and, you know, it was nicely shaped and had the right size, and I would use it to flip my eggs. And then I became aware that, and this is a new thing, a realization that black plastic utensils often contain toxic flame retardants. Now, why would that be? Well, they're made sometimes from recycled electronics. So you know, think of your old IBM computer or laptop, usually made of black plastic. And, you know, recycling is kind of a hype because the vast majority of plastic ends up in landfills. But a small percentage, and this is thought to be for environmental purposes, save the planet because we can recycle plastic. It's kind of, I think, a way of greenwashing the plastic industry, is the claim that, oh, we're recycling. We're doing our thing for the planet. But when you recycle from plastic that is treated with chemicals and you put it into cooking utensils, which have direct contact with food, maybe not such a good idea. The law of unintended consequences. So they say these chemicals are associated with cancer, hormone disruption, thyroid disease, and reproductive issues. Experts recommend replacing them with wood, stainless steel, or high-quality silicone. And so, you know, you can't use a wood cork in your bottles, but you can use a high-quality silicone stopper. You can get those, I think. They are available. So what I've tried to do is I try to, you know, I went from plastic cutting boards to wood cutting boards. I try to use stainless steel utensils and not plastic utensils or silicone, because silicone is not recycled and it is something that is actually relatively non-toxic. So yeah, there's a concern that heat and fat from cooking can cause these plastics to leach harmful toxins into the food. And a study found that over 85% of tested black plastic products, including utensils, contain flame retardants. So, you know, do an audit. Look at your utensils, and if they're black plastic, just chuck them. Just chuck them. It's highly recommended to discard older, degraded black plastic utensils. Possible avoid using any plastic in high heat cooking environments. And so thanks for highlighting that, because yeah, it is a real concern. And I chucked my black plastic spatula in favor of other alternatives. Folks, you know that feeling when you wake up tired. I mean, you've had a full night's sleep, but you're exhausted, even after a full night's sleep. When you push through your day running on empty, wondering where your energy went, well, here's something most people don't know, that fatigue may actually be happening inside your cells. It's not a deficiency of caffeine. That's why I've been using NT-Factor Lipids Powder from Nutritional Therapeutics for years. I don't go a day without it. It's based on over 20 years of research, which I find very compelling, as well as a patented process called MLR, membrane lipid replacement, which actually repairs the damaged components of your cell membranes, restoring your cell's ability to produce energy the way they did when you were younger. And in particular, it works on the mitochondria, because the mitochondria have membranes, and those membranes deteriorate as you age. They get ragged. They need replacement. Clinical studies have shown that NT Factor can reduce fatigue by up to 40%, just one or two scoops a day, which is something that I do. Mix it in a smoothie or sprinkle it on food, and you're giving your body the science of youthful energy. NT Factor Lipids Powder comes in two convenient sizes. So for more information and order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com.
NTFactor.com for NT Factor lipids powder. Okay, they keep telling you, make sure you eat plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, because they are a source, obviously, of potassium, fiber, and numerous beneficial polyphenols and carotenoids and vitamin C. But beware, because popular fruits and vegetables can be linked to higher pesticide levels. And they did a study, and unfortunately what they found is the more fresh fruits and vegetables people ate, the higher their pesticide levels were. They did a dietary survey and urine biomonitoring study of over 1,800 participants, and they found that the more fresh fruits and vegetables, including strawberries, spinach, and bell peppers, the more they consumed, the higher their pesticide levels were in their urine than those who mostly consumed lower residue produce. So there are certain produce where it really matters that you focus on organic. Yeah, it's more expensive. It's harder to find. Sometimes it's not available in the winter months. So you got to go with frozen, organic, whatever. But it's preferable to the conventionally grown stuff because, you know, you're dutifully eating lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, but you're bioaccumulating lots and lots of pesticide and herbicide residues. How do you know whether it makes sense to buy organic or, you know, you can just buy conventional? Makes little difference. Environmental Working Group recommends prioritizing organic purchases for the most contaminated items listed in its Shopper's Guide to Pesticides in Produce. The guide features something that I've told people about, the Dirty Dozen list of produce with the highest pesticide residues detected. And then there's the Clean 15 list of items with the lowest residues where it might pay not to pay extra for organic because it doesn't make that much of a difference. So check it out, EWG.org. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Make sure you take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. We've got podcasts. We've got great newsletter articles. Just go to drhoffman.com, and you'll be prompted to enter your email to receive our weekly newsletter. Check out our social media because we're on Facebook and Twitter. And have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. There's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything. Your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, even your sharpness of mind. It's called nitric oxide. But after age 40, your body makes less and less of it. Less blood flow, less stamina, less of you. But now there's N101, the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan, the world's leading nitric oxide researcher backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. Just do what I do and let one dissolve in your mouth twice a day. I especially make sure to take it before workouts. N101 goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, supporting healthy circulation, boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, helping you feel the way you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, sharper focus. Visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com. And use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for 10% off N101.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT.
go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. California Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell suspending his campaign for California governor after he was accused of sexual assault. He continues to deny the allegations, but he says he is suspending the campaign but will fight what he calls serious false allegations that have been made. A woman claims the lawmaker assaulted her twice, including while she worked for him. U.S. Central Command beginning a blockade of all Iranian ports Monday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, to be, quote, enforced impartially against vessels of all nations. But it will allow ships traveling between non-Iranian ports to transit the Strait of Hormuz.
We got a lot of ships, so we're bringing them up. We think that numerous countries are going to be helping us with this also, but we're putting on a complete blockade. We're not going to let Iran make money on selling oil to people that they like and not people that they don't like or whatever it is. It's going to be all or none, and that's the way it is. And it'll be, you saw what we did with Venezuela. It'll be something very similar to that, but at a higher level.
President Trump says his tough talk got Iran to the bargaining table, and he believes negotiations are not over yet.
They haven't left the bargaining table. I predict they come back and they give us everything we want. And I told my people, I want everything. I don't want 90%. I don't want 95%. I told them, I want everything.
Nigerian Air Force strike targeting Xi'an rebels blasting a local food market in northeastern Nigeria. More than 100 civilians killed, many children among the dead. Hungarian voters ousting Prime Minister Viktor Orban after 16 years in office, a bombshell election result and a stunning blow. He was a close ally of President Trump. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60 year old not so perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
Faith-based AI market expanding with tools for various religions.
For example, there's an AI Jesus that for $1.99 per minute will offer words of prayer and encouragement. As AI tools designed with religion in mind become increasingly common, many are reckoning with how these technologies shape their relationship to faith and spiritual guidance. Concerns include misinformation and data privacy. Some worry about AI's potential to exploit religious users, while others see it as a tool for spiritual exploration.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Workers at the Swift Beef plant in Greeley, Colorado, have reached a deal with plant owner JBS USA. That ends weeks of uncertainty at one of the largest meatpacking plants in the United States. This deal calls for wage increases as well as a bonus. And it wraps up a multi-week bid for higher wages and better health care by unionized workers. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A major city in Texas, though fairly small, could still be facing a lot of hard times ahead. And officials say unless something happens soon, it could be catastrophic and on the verge of a tremendous water shortage. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Corpus Christi, Texas is on the verge of a water crisis. Years of drought have depleted the community's water reserves, and now the city is scrambling to prevent a shortage. experts hadn't expected such a bad drought, and things got worse when Corpus Christi increased its water sales to big industrial customers. City Manager Peter Zanoni says it's unlikely the city will run out of water, but without significant rainfall or new sources, residents may have to cut back on water use. The city's refineries and petrochemical plants would have to operate with less water. I'm Donna Warder.
More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join us for the Chips and Chaps Fundraiser Luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sackfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chips and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at readingrodeo.com. Just click on the Chips and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mark Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Country fans, are you ready?
Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews.
Live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance.
Featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
The show is going to sell out fast.
So grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51. Jefferson State of Mind.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, And when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
You can do that without, you know, cutting your grip or without having to buy a new part, because, again, that the SCU or the fire control unit there is the serialized part, right? So it allows you to be able to change out that and be a little bit more modular than some of the other platforms, whereas before you'd have to buy, you know, a couple, two, three different guns to fit different roles. Now you can have one firearm and really change the accessories around that firearm to fit the mission.
Yeah, well, toward that end, the original RXM has 15-round magazine, and obviously you can use Glock mags or Glock pattern mags. You can use, you know, Magpul mags in there. But now you just brought out a new grip. Do you call it a grip module?
Yeah, grip frame, grip module. There's lots of different names that folks are calling those, but, you know, it's basically the polymer lower housing of the grip frame. So we did launch the 17 just a couple weeks ago, 17-round full-size frame. Boy, those things are selling like hotcakes. We're quite impressed. We knew that there was going to be good demand for that, and a lot of folks looking to be able to get a little bit better control over the pistol and have more surface area and contact with the gun. But then we've got our 10-round frame or our subcompact frame that's right around the corner, too. So we should expect to see that here. Hopefully by the end of the year, it may push a little bit to maybe closer to SHOT Show. So we're about a month or so away from releasing that publicly. So we'll have, you know, of course, the 15-round original frame that you mentioned, the 17 that we just launched, and then the flush-fit 10-round mag or some kind of subcompact model that will be available. And, you know, I'm going to say in the coming weeks, we're pretty close.
And let me guess, as soon as you bring out something, they say, yeah, but what about this other? I want it in 14 different colors.
Sure. Yeah, it's great. We offer a whole host of different colors. So the 15-round frame was almost instantly available in the Flat Dark Earth, OD Green, gray, of course, it comes from the factory, in the black. And then those other colors are going to carry on over to the full-size 17-round and then the subcompact 10-round flush fit. So you'll see the four standard colors offered in those models as well.
Well, it is a pistol that I really like a lot. I was not prepared to like it. I thought, yeah, okay, you know, it's just another big blocky striker-fired gun, big deal. You know, we've all seen them come and go. And then I got to shoot it and went, wow, this thing really works. And then we ran it through its paces over at our Range Ready studio. We took one of them and ran 8,000 rounds through it without cleaning it, and it never hiccuped. It just kept running.
Yeah, I mean, that's in my opinion, one of the best things about this gun is that it's just boring reliability. One of our goals was to really check every box that we possibly could on a feature set that the customer would want. And, of course, reliability is one of those important ones. If you can't get over that hurdle, it's hard to even pay attention to the other features that are there. So we were very, very pleased with the partnership in Ruger and what we were able to create by way of a reliable 9mm, you know, auto pistol platform. So it's been an exciting adventure for us, and I think we nailed it. I think we've got a really good gun here, and they've been doing good business in selling these things, and they're definitely in circulation out there. You know, I go to my local range from time to time, and I'm even seeing just guys showing up there with them. And, you know, at the point that that's happening, I feel like we've penetrated the market pretty good with the product.
Without giving away, I mean, I know that, you know, Ruger's publicly traded, and we all have NDAs with them, and we can't talk about details, but it would be pretty silly for us to think that this is the last thing you're going to be doing with them.
I would agree. You know, Ruger is a strong partner of ours, and we do good business with them. And we do have a couple more things up our sleeves. You know, keep your nose to the ground in the future here. And I think in the coming months, you're going to see some exciting stuff come from the two brands.
Okay, let's back way up. When Magpul got started, at least the first thing I was really aware of was the P-Mags. And I mean, I think originally I thought of Magpul as a mag company, magazine company. Is that correct?
Well, you go even farther back than the P-Mag. It's a common misnomer, right? I would say maybe our flagship product now is the P-Mag, but you go back before the P-Mag, and actually the namesake in the company was the first product. So a Magpul, which is a not only the name of the company, but our first product, which is a magazine removing aiding device. So that it's basically a rubber boot that slides over the bottom of an aluminum magazine, and it aids in being able to remove it from a cargo pocket or from a plate carrier. You know, our founder, Richard Fitzpatrick, came up with this idea, and like many of us, including myself, when we carried a gun for a living, most of our AR-15, M4, M16 magazines that we carried, we'd either do the 550 cord or a little bit of duct tape around the bottom of them. And, you know, Richard, you know, it's like, hey, I can come up with a solution that doesn't get gooey and you don't have to replace over time. And it would be an engineered solution for a common problem that was out there. So that was really our first product. It's funny. I was just telling someone the story the other day that someone asked me if I worked for PMAG. You know, they thought the name of our business was PMAG, and quite the contrary, right? It's actually another product that's Magpul. And a lot of folks don't know about the Magpul, and still a popular product. We still sell it a lot, but I think really we started to get some global recognition for the brand once we were developing magazines, and of course now building the primary magazine that is authorized for combat with the Marine Corps and then authorized within every branch of the service now, and we do great business over there, and I think our customers enjoy having a quality magazine that has a good lifespan and just flat out works.
Okay, that begs the question. A lot of people would have said, well, we have magazines for ARs. Do we need other magazines? What makes this a better magazine? Or I guess maybe the real question is, what makes for a good magazine?
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, depending on the platform, you could go down a whole host of different conversations, but I'll speak specific to the M4 platform. And, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that think like, hey, I've used USG aluminum mags my whole life and never had a problem, whether the follower was black or green or tan or whatever. They were like, hey, and we never had a problem with that. And when we looked at it, the exposure that we have to rounds downrange, whether it's in training or whether it's in real life situations, we know that the aluminum mag, not only is it's not as reliable as it could be, but it's also susceptible to use and wear in heavy extreme environments where the feed lips can be damaged, and you don't have a way to inspect those feed lips to see if they're damaged and if they are, or how they're going to affect the gun until you're actually shooting the gun and see that there's a malfunction. So we really had a big focus on reliability initially, right? We wanted to ensure that we have the most reliable magazine possible, that it was not influencing the overall function of the firearm. I think maybe a close number two would be pricing. You know, we knew that utilizing injection molding technology with the right volumes, that we would be able to create a product that would be not only more reliable than the aluminum USGI mags, but that we would rival the cost as well. Hmm. And with those two combinations, we were able to really penetrate in and you know, get these in front of the largest manufacturers in the world, the largest end users, and some of the, you know, kind of tip of the spear, so to speak, of the guys that are like, hey, we can see a difference, right? When you look at like some of the HK416 users in the military back in the day, they were using HK steel 30 round
right
USGI mags, and there's a perception there that those were a great magazine, and as far as I know, you know, they ran pretty good, but they were heavy, right? Quite a bit heavier than our P mag, so it was another weight savings cost there. I think when you're looking from a commercial end user side, all the things that I mentioned are important, whether it's reliability and cost, but aesthetics can be something too. And you know, Magpul has a design language that you know, some describe it as just, you know, flat out sexy gun parts.
I was just going to say, it's cool. You guys make cool stuff. I mean, you got furniture for ARs. You got any number of things. You got gun cases. You got, I mean, just it goes on, and you never know what you guys are going to be bringing out. Are we going to be seeing some new things at SHOT Show this year?
Definitely. I mean, anybody that's been paying attention to brand for a period of time and knows us for diversification in our lineup, we know that we've got lots of ideas that are outside of the AR-15 platform, and you've seen that in recent years with the diversification of different categories that we're playing in. So, you know, you mentioned gun cases. We've recently got into both soft and hard gun cases in our DACA line. They've been very successful and doing great products. You know, our DACA grid system, internal organization for our rifle cases as well. That is a pretty slick, reusable, reconfigurable setup. So, you know, we've got a lot of ideas. It's just a matter of applying those ideas into the right areas that make sense for our customers and for our business.
Well, it sounds good. Look forward to seeing what you're up to. I think what you're doing with Ruger is exciting, and I can't wait to see what you do next. Don't go far. We'll be right back with more Gun Talk.
Ruger RXM, self-defense focused. When things go sideways, your gear better go forward. The Ruger RXM is built for real-world defense. Simple, intuitive, and ready when you are, with a flat face trigger for consistent control excellent ergonomics and reliability you can bet your life on. The RXM makes no excuses. One of Ruger's most versatile and modular designs. The RXM is ready, because when it's go time, you won't have time.
There's more to this world of guns than you realize. Your entry to our world is a click away at GunTalk.com. Stay informed and entertained on the latest firearm-related topics. Whether it's new guns, training tips, gunsmithing, competition shooting, self-defense, or gun rights news, we cover it all. Visit GunTalk.com. That's GunTalk.com.
Black Hills Ammo is now loading a 300 PRC round with a high BC Hornady 225 grain ELD match projectile. The 300 PRC design eliminated the unnecessary belt of the 300 Winchester Magnum and increased the body diameter. The result is increased powder capacity and a nearly 150 feet per second velocity increase to 2800 FPS. The 300 PRC 225 ELD match provides superior capability on distant targets. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
One rifle, every reason. The Ruger American Gen 2 is your go-anywhere, do-everything bolt gun. Available in multiple calibers with a smooth bolt, crisp trigger, and modern ergonomics. This is the rifle you grab whether it's deer camp, the back 40, or a quick trip to the range. Accurate, affordable, American. The Ruger American Gen 2. Your hunt starts here.
Everybody, Ted Nugent here, celebrating with Tom Gresham 30 years of gun talk. Thank you, Tom. Congratulations and salute. Aim small, miss small forever. We are gun talk blood brothers. Carry on, Tom.
Here's a topic we've talked about in the past, but I'm thinking maybe the news of the day makes us want to examine it again. It's simply this, of having another gun. Maybe it is the only gun you have, but having a gun in your vehicle. And if it's going to be in the vehicle, why wouldn't you make it a long gun? Why would you want a long gun? Let's see, 16 people dead so far in Australia. Two people, maybe more, dead in Rhode Island at Brown University. Multiple shooters. Longer distances. Maybe you're carrying your handgun, maybe you're not. Even if you are, if something like this starts to transpire and you have the ability, would it not be comforting to be able to reach into your vehicle and pull out an AR? Or a Winchester Model 94 lever action like John Wayne used. And now at 100 yards, you can deactivate the murderer. Maybe you already do this. Maybe you already carry a long gun. A lot of people, and people call it a truck gun, which is a cool name. Oh, I get it. Now we have folding stocks. We have all sorts of things, things that make it easier to make a gun more compact. We have the pistol caliber carbines, the PCCs. You can get a long gun, but in a pistol caliber 9mm, 45, or I like the idea of a 10mm. Hits hard at 100 yards. Folding stock, nice and small. Put a pistol mag in it. 13, 15, 17, 32 rounds of ammo. Or, of course, just your basic AR. If you don't, maybe this is provocative, maybe it's not. If you don't own an AR, why not? No interest, never wanted one. Have you tried one? Have you shot one? I don't know, just wondering. I mean, it's not my favorite platform, I will freely admit. But at the same time, I own several, maybe even a lot of them. Why is that? Because it's an amazingly good tool. It's easy to shoot. It's lightweight. It's ergonomic. And depending on the cartridge it's chambered for, it has very little recoil. I mean, look, ARs are just simple. Yeah, you got to learn the buttonology on it. It has different buttons and different switches, but this, come on, it's not difficult to figure this out. You could handle it. So I would just say maybe, if you're thinking about what am I going to get myself, because yeah, we know the best way to get what you want for Christmas is to get it for yourself, right? What am I going to get myself? How about an AR? Or how about another AR? They come in a lot of different flavors. I saw one for $334 advertised recently. Maybe the lowest price I've seen, maybe ever, I don't know. Now, is a $334 AR worth it? I don't know. Will it work? Yeah, it'll work. Is it going to be as good as a nice $1,500 AR? Of course not. I mean, look, come on. Get realistic. Of course not. But maybe it's your starter gun. Maybe it's your gateway gun to get into ARs and that whole world. And you go, oh, that's nice. I think I want a better one. Fine, that'll work. There's just a lot to be said for the platform. And going back to the original premise of your truck gun, your vehicle gun, your, if the stuff hits the fan gun. Let me tell you, if you got two guys or six guys or 12 guys, and I absolutely expect that to happen. I completely expect for these terror attacks to continue and to escalate and to grow. And not be just one person or two people, to be six people working as a team. And as good as you are, as good as I might be with my handgun, I don't really want to use my little pistola against six people who have long guns. Just don't. But, and look, I don't want to take them on with anything, honestly. But given a choice, if I have an AR with an optic, I could sit back at 50 yards or 75 yards or 100 yards. And I can shoot them. You can use whatever euphemism you want for it. But we're talking about shooting people who are trying to murder innocent people. That's what it's about. And I can be precise. If I need to, at certain distances, I can make a headshot. And yeah, I got a 30-round magazine, if need be. And frankly, when I have an AR in the vehicle, it's in a case that has six other 30-round magazines with it. Because why wouldn't you? I can't even imagine why you wouldn't. Just kind of a, how do you carry, well, yeah. Michelle's saying, how are you going to carry a rifle in a car? It has to be cased for legal transport. Yeah, maybe sometimes, depends on where you are. If you're going interstate, yes, it does. If you're going in-state, in a lot of states, no, it doesn't. In a lot of states, like my state, I can have it loaded and sitting in the passenger seat. Without a case. So you got to know your local laws. Also, you got to be smart about it. Understand that if you're carrying a long gun in your vehicle, when you leave your vehicle, it's still in the vehicle. Now we need to think about security. So a locked case, and maybe a case that is cable locked to the vehicle so it can't be taken out. I don't know, and that's an area I need to do a little more study on. I don't know what the best practices solution is to that. There are some nice ones where they actually bolt a hard gun case to like the floor or the back of an SUV. Might that be a bad way to go? If you have some thoughts on that, a suggestion of a good way to carry your long gun in your vehicle and keep it secure, call me.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
If you're a gamer, you might remember NBA Jam, Puzzle Bobble, Mortal Kombat, WWF Raw, Burnout, and Crazy Taxi. These are iconic games from game maker Acclaim, where they're pairing their retro games with indie innovation. We asked Alex Joseph from Acclaim about the brand's reboot.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a reboot. It's a little bit of a renaissance. This whole vision for the new Acclaim is really about honoring the old, honoring the rebellious creative DNA of Acclaim, and also giving today's indie creators a global platform. So it's about pairing legacy with innovation. It's really about creating something new that feels timeless. So players get games that feel bold and unforgettable, and they are reintroduced to the Acclaim brand.
Find out more at acclaim.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Across America, local posts of the veterans of foreign wars, many founded by Vietnam veterans, serve as community anchors. From food drives and disaster relief to holiday meals and youth programs, these posts quietly support entire towns. In Baldwin, Michigan, a VFW post created by Vietnam-era veterans has spent decades hosting community events and assisting families in need every single month of the year. Their continued work shows how wartime bonds evolve into lifelong civic leadership. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-716-1261, 800-716-1261, 800-716-1261. That's 800-716-1261.
Hey,
this is Tom Gresham. We hope you enjoy this reloaded version.
All right, back with you. If you want to call in, give me a call. Tom Talk Gun. That's the number. Tom Talk Gun. Just dial that, and that'll get you in here. Let's see. Brandon did that. Line 3 out of Illinois. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Tom. Great show. I'm a second-time caller. I'm glad to get to speak with you again. I just wanted to talk about this civilian that took out this terrorist. So just a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what point would you stop? So say you take the gun from the guy, say you shoot him. Say you engage yourself with the other terrorist on the bridge that was nearby also. I would be worried that if once law enforcement arrived, could they confuse me as a terrorist? What would you say would be the right thing to do? You know,
right.
Kill the first terrorist and lay the arms down, or what?
Unfortunately, there's no right answer. There's no perfect answer, but you are absolutely correct to be thinking about it ahead of time, which is, okay, what do I do if? Have you seen the video of the guy who grabbed the gunman and took the gun away from him?
Yes, I just watched it. The way he snuck up on him and grabbed him from the back, as he's spinning around, he disarms him, and he does aim it at him, but he didn't fire. He immediately leans that gun up against the tree, and then, you know, the guy kind of takes off thinking, wow, you're going to let me live. At that point, I'm thinking to myself, I would have went ahead and executed that target. Then what do you do after that, if you did?
And one report I just saw, I had not seen this anywhere else, said that the guy he disarmed over to the other shooter and got a gun from him.
Exactly. So, like you said before, what if he would have had another gun in his side?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would have smoked him. I mean, it's me. Got to remember, it's Australia, where once you take the gun away from him, people say, oh, yeah, he's defenseless, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay, great. As far as the police shooting you, that is always a possibility, whether you're taking a gun away from somebody or you're using your own gun in a self-defense situation. They're called to, hey, there's a mass shooting going on. People are on the ground. They see somebody standing with a gun. They are going to shoot you.
Yeah, my worry would be I'd be confused, you know, as a terrorist as far as, you know, I'm trying to be the good guy. You take a couple guys out, and then you're still standing there with a gun, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, you're right. So what do you do? All right, here's, you know, there's several different things you can do. One is that your posture, the way you stand, the way you're conducting yourself has something to do with how you are perceived, maybe, possibly. So if you shoot somebody who is killing everybody else, and if they are no longer a threat, personally, I don't think I'm going to be standing there with a gun in my hand. I'm not going to be. After I have taken care of that problem, if it's my own gun, I'm going to put it back in its holster and have it concealed. If it's the gun I picked up, I'm probably going to put it back on the ground and step away from it so I'm not the guy standing there holding a gun. You know, there's no perfect answer. I'm probably, well, I don't know if you say, well, but there's somebody else shooting. Am I going to go try to engage him? Maybe. Possibly, probably. I wish I could tell you what the solution would be there. I don't know. You know, Do any of us really know what we're going to do? I mean, I do know what I'm going to do. I am going to try to stop these guys because I've already made that decision. I actually have had that conversation with my wife, and she gets it. I said, look, you do understand that if something like that happens, I'm going to go in and try to stop it, even if it means I'm not coming home that night. She says, yeah, I get that. I understand. And that's where we are. Okay. Don't you think you have to have made that decision ahead of time? Because otherwise, I think you're more likely to freeze up or not do anything if you don't have a plan. Does that make sense?
For sure. I carry every day, and I think about that when I go into a public store or, you know, I'm in a parking lot. You know, I just constantly am aware of my surroundings. I watch people driving. I look out for others. If you see a shooter, exactly, you just need to think and be, you know, at what point do you, my main concern was with the whole, the shooting, the terrorist shooting. I don't know when I would stop trying to be the hero and maybe be possibly, you know, confused as the bad guy was my whole thought.
it's a good thought to have. It's good to have a plan. And the other part of it is look, the moment you decide you're going to get involved and try to stop the shooting, there is a chance, and not a small one, there's a chance you're going to get shot by the bad guy, by the cops, or by another good guy. I mean, it's there. There's a chance you're going to get shot by somebody. We want to reduce that, if we can. And a lot of people are going to say, well, I'm not willing to take that risk. I'm just not going to get involved. It's a call you got to make. I'm not going to say what's right or what's wrong, but there you go. It's good questions, and I'm glad you're thinking about it. Thank you for the call, sir. Let me go grab Joe out of Erie, Kansas. Hello, Joe. Thank you for your patience and holding on. How can we help you today?
Yes, I thought I'd remind everybody that according to the calendar, tomorrow is Bill of Rights Day.
Is it now?
That's what this show is all about, the Bill of Rights.
It is. So tell me what you know about Bill of Rights Day, because I got to admit, I'm a little sketchy on it.
I just found it. It was on a calendar. I had it said it makes sense that there's such a thing as Bill of Rights Day.
Well, I like it, because I do like the Bill of Rights, and for those that are not quite familiar with it, that's the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, and the founder said, you know, the Constitution's good, but it's not good enough, and we're not going to vote for it unless we add these things in, and we're going to list 10 things that are restrictions on the government, not rights that it's giving us. And I think a lot of times people, Joe, get that confused. They think, well, you know, these are the rights that the Constitution gives us. No. The Bill of Rights are areas where we're telling the government, you have to stay out of this. You can make no law restricting gun rights. You can make no law restricting free speech. The Bill of Rights is a list of restrictions on the government, not a list of rights that we are granted. So there it
Absolutely.
Is. I mean, yeah, all right. Well, look, I appreciate it. I was frankly unaware of Bill of Rights Day. I didn't know it was tomorrow, so thank you, sir. Oh, here's a question for you before you go. How will you celebrate Bill of Rights Day?
By listening to Gun Talk. The Bill of Rights is what makes America, America.
I would agree completely. It absolutely is. And the Second Amendment is what makes the rest of the Bill of Rights work, because without it, you have no enforcement mechanism. Thank you for the call. What do I mean by an enforcement mechanism? It's when things get truly ugly. A government that's out of control, the whole idea, honestly, the whole idea behind the Bill of Rights was two things. One, to be able to protect our country, not our government. Don't confuse the government with the country. Okay? To protect our country against foreign invaders. And also to protect our country against a government that goes amok, runs amok, and goes crazy. We've just been through a strong central government. We didn't want to have that for this country, and we wanted to preserve a method by which individuals, citizens, people who make up the country, could maintain control or wrest back control of the government from those who would take it over and use it against us. What do I mean by using it against us? Oh, gee, we see that every day, don't we, currently? Lawfare? Using the government to go after its political enemies? Isn't that a government running amok? I'm not saying you invoke the Second Amendment on that. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm just saying that these are examples, and take that out to its extreme conclusion. People can make a case of, yeah, there's conceivable instances where the Second Amendment would be applied. So anyway, that's what the Second Amendment is about. It is not a right that has been granted to anyone. The Second Amendment's simple. It tells the government to stay away. The right of the people, that is the people, that's you and me, right? The right of the people to keep and bear arms. Keep means to own them. Bear means to carry them. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Kind of simple. I like it. Michelle says, how are we going to celebrate Bill of Rights Day? You go buy a gun. Yeah, I like that. Why didn't I think of that? But thank you for the help. If I said, okay, all right, here's a question for you. If I said, all right, tomorrow, we're doing this show on Sunday. Tomorrow, Monday, you have to go buy a gun. What are you going to buy? You are required. This is a fun game here. You are required to go buy a gun. You have to go down to your local gun store, find one of your stores that has something. What are you going to be looking for? Shotgun, rifle, semi-automatic pistol, revolver? What are you going to buy? Huh. I don't know. Yesterday, I went flying back into the backcountry here in a wilderness area. And it's like, you know, you got to figure out, you have to have the right clothing for the right party. What am I wearing to the party tonight? So in my case, it's like, okay, which gun am I going to carry today? I had 2 9mm ready to go. I said, no, that's not right. That's not right for this. And I looked at my 7-shot 357. I said, yeah, that's a good shot, a good choice. I can do that. But you know, no, we're going back where there are lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. I'm going to carry a 44. So I have probably a 30-year-old now, Smith & Wesson 624. It's a 3-inch barrel, 6-shot, in-frame revolver in 44 Special. Not 44 Magnum, 44 Special. I have a really nice leather holster for it. So I put on this leather holster and loaded up all 6 chambers of this revolver with 44 Special ammo. I had 2 more speed strips of ammo that slipped into my left front pants pocket. So now I have 18 rounds of 44 Special. There's not a lot you can't take care of with that. And that's what I wore for the day. Didn't need it. We did see, I will just mention in terms of what we were doing, we're flying in to the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness area. Had to make a couple of passes over the airstrip, little gravel airstrip, because it was obstructed. There was stuff on the runway. Elk. Rocky Mountain elk. All over the runway. You had to run them off. Fly low over the runway to get them to leave. Then we landed, 2 different planes, and got out with our binoculars and just sat there and looked at elk and deer for an hour. Did a little hiking around, had a great time out there. Now, this is a great area for hunting, and I hunt there every year. But you know what? Yesterday, it won't surprise you, the hunting season was closed. We didn't see any of those elk during the hunting season. But right there where we camped, there we go. I got elk. I mean, we're talking, I would roughly guess 400 elk we saw. Some bulls, small bulls, didn't see any big ones. Lots of cows, a lot of deer. Just a fun time. So when you dress for the occasion, what are you dressing for and what are you going to carry? So, all right, here's your challenge. You got to go out and you got to go buy a gun tomorrow on Bill of Rights Day. What's it going to be? So there you go. We got time for Jim. All right, let's do this. Jim in Medford, Oregon. Hey, Jim, thank you for calling in. What's on your mind here?
Hey, brother, how you doing? I've talked to you several times. I just wanted to get in on your conversation. You were talking about shooting terrorists or whatever, and I just thought I'd share this with you that, I don't know, a while back I bought myself a police, like a police badge, and it has a concealed carry on it. And it has your concealed carry number. It's got the state you're in and everything on it. So I figured if I ever got into a situation where I was like in a mall and there was a shooting, I'd have something to show the police when they showed up. At least maybe give me the benefit of the doubt before they shoot me. What do you think?
My initial, well, look, I got questions. Let's do that. How, describe to me exactly how you're going to do that. You've been in a shooting and the police roll up, and you have a concealed carry badge. Okay? What are you going to do with that?
Well, I'd show it to them if I could.
I mean, they're rolling up there. They've got their guns pointed at you. You got your gun in your hand. Do you think they're going to see that badge?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I haven't been in the situation, but I'm just, you know, it's just one of those things that might give you a few seconds of not getting shot, that's all.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I'm not sure it's a terrible idea. I think it could end up getting you in trouble, like being charged with impersonating a police officer, because that's what it is when you're carrying a badge.
It's made by the company that makes the police badges. They advertise it.
Do you think they care who made it? You're going to be charged with impersonating. You're going to be charged with impersonating a police officer.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't try to be that.
If you are carrying a badge and you are showing it, don't you think that constitutes pretending you're a police officer?
Well, if I was walking around showing it, yeah, but I wouldn't know. The reason I was talking about was just to carry it for that reason under my shirt or something.
I do understand. I think you're missing my point, which is when you show it to the cops, you are pretending to be a cop. I mean, you just are. You just are. I mean, because there is no such thing as a concealed carry badge. So it is a pretend police badge is what it is. And, you know, look, will it buy you some time? Maybe. I don't know. Is it a good idea? Maybe. I would choose not to do it. But that's just me. But look, I appreciate the idea. I've heard of it before. I literally have never talked to anybody who had one before. What do you think? Good idea, bad idea, concealed carry badge? I mean, it's made to look like a cop's badge. And I get it. Maybe the idea is you're going to buy a few seconds of reaction time so you can surrender. Personally, I don't want to be holding a gun when the police roll up, because my guess is you're probably going to get shot.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
little bit earlier in the show, we did an interview with David Brown. He's in Australia. And when I recorded that with him, it was first thing in the morning here. It was midnight his time. Just got a message from him. So he's already up. He's awake. It's tomorrow there. And he's given me an update on the shooters or the shooting. And that video we see of the fellow disarming the murderer, taking the gun away from him, and it appears he couldn't operate the gun. David said, does look like it was a straight pull bolt action rifle. It was one that was used. No ARs or AKs to be seen. That's a thing in Australia, the straight pull. Think of it as a bolt action that you just pull straight back and push forward. And they have bolt action rifles. I think they have shotguns also there. Just something they have come up with there to, I guess, comply with the laws. And if you don't know how to run one of those, you don't know. But it also may be that the guy who took the gun away from him didn't know anything about guns and didn't want to shoot him. Just decided that's not what he's going to do. He stopped the shooting and let him run away. Not saying that's wrong. I am saying it's probably not what I would have done. But then again, I come to it with an American's viewpoint of I am not going to let you hurt other people. And I will deal with problem number two, because problem number one is what's in front of me, is this guy wants to murder more people. So I'm going to deal with problem number one. Problem number two is the legal aspect of it. We'll deal with that later. People say, well, you know, if you shoot somebody, then you're going to have to. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Why would you shoot somebody? Because they're trying to kill you. Well, that is problem number one. You probably ought to deal with that, because if you don't, you're never going to get to problem number two on the legal side, because he's going to kill you. You get it? Okay, fine. Takeaways. Let's think about this for a second. We just had a mass murder in Australia. We just had an active shooter at Brown University in Rhode Island at a gun-free zone, which, of course, is never a gun-free zone, because the bad guys bring their guns to gun-free zones. If you're unaware of this, now, it doesn't apply to schools. Okay, I get that. But in a number of states, a no-guns sign has absolutely no legal weight. Means nothing. That's up to you to know what the laws are in your state. Handgunlaw.us is a good place to go for that, because they actually give that information out. Handgunlaw.us website. But in a lot of states, when a business puts a no-gun sign up, it's simply a request. Now, what happens if you carry in there? Nothing. What happens if you get caught carrying in there? Then they can ask you to leave. If you leave, no harm, no foul. It's not against the law. If they ask you to leave and you don't leave, now you're subject to being charged with trespassing. So if they're asked to leave, you leave. Why would they ask you to leave? It'd be because they saw your gun. Why would they see your gun? Well, if you're carrying correctly, which is concealed in a good way, it's not going to show. If you end up having to pull the gun out, it means that you or somebody was under assault. And, you know, we'll deal with that problem later. So just telling you that in a number of states, a no-gun sign on the door has no legal weight, and you are not required to honor it. So know the law wherever you go. Conduct yourself accordingly. In the meantime, go up your training. Maybe that's your cool Christmas present to you and family members. Maybe you all go together. That would be a fun deal. Go take a cool self-defense class together. In the meantime, get to that local gun store. They have stuff that you will like. You can buy for yourself. You can buy for friends. They're going to have things that you haven't even seen before. And you're supporting a local business, which is always a good thing. Hey, look, if I don't see you next week, Merry Christmas. But we're going to be here next Sunday. Hope that you are, too. Be safe out there. Check your six and carry every single day.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house. It's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. including VA benefits.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. United States Central Command will begin a blockade of all Iranian ports Monday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, that will be enforced impartially against vessels of all nations. It will, though, allow ships traveling between non-Iranian ports to transit the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump says he believes negotiations are not over with yet when it comes to talks with Tehran.
In one half of a day, they wouldn't have one bridge standing, they wouldn't have one electric generating plant standing, and they're back in the Stone Ages. I'd rather not do that. But I do believe they're going to come to the table on this, because nobody can be so stupid as to say that we want to have nuclear weapons and they have no cards. They have no cards whatsoever.
U.S. officials do blame Iran's nuclear ambitions for the breakdown in talks in Pakistan, while Iran is accusing the United States of overreach. California Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell suspending his campaign for California governor after he has been accused of sexual assault. He continues to sharply deny the allegations. Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger gets fact-checked. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Governor Spanberger has touted major new jobs and investments in her state, but critics quickly pointed out that the deals were negotiated and finalized under her predecessor, Republican Glenn Youngkin. The misstep comes as polling shows declining approval ratings for Spanberger just 90 days into her term.
With NASA's lunar comeback a major victory, the space agency is getting ready now for the next Artemis flight in the sights. That'll be next year, Artemis 3. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth announcing that U.S. military bases will no longer be designated as gun-free zones, allowing service members to carry personal firearms on base. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor.
The move sparked strong criticism from political figures, journalists, and commentators who raised concerns over security, suicide rates, and culture war politics, while supporters argued it improved personnel safety. Hegseth's policy change permits troops to carry personal firearms on base without justifying the need.
For years, a popular part of many cruises in southeast Alaska, trailing up Tracy Arm, a long, narrow area marked by steep mountains, waterfalls, and glaciers. This season, though, cruise lines skipping it. A massive landslide last summer generated a tsunami and pushed a wave high up the opposite mountain wall. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Once the Strait of Hormuz is officially open, economist Steve Moore expects gasoline prices will be falling rapidly, and he's thankful for President Trump's energy policies.
You know what country in the world is producing the most oil and gas today? The United States.
I know that surprises people. We're the number one producer. We were also a net exporter of oil and gas. So thank God for drill, baby, drill. Trump has been exactly right. The best way to inoculate ourselves from being dependent on the Middle East.
And Moore urges patience.
Stay the course, folks. This is painful. I don't like paying $4.25 a gallon at the pump. But it is going to be a temporary situation. And when we come out of this, hopefully we will have a more peaceful, more prosperous world.
Moore is with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Everybody calls the Say Lions. Yeah, Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool vibes hitting heat. That's the pitch. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek, near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852, on what was the Rancho de Brazgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Maybe up to a couple hundred dollars, sometimes covered by insurance, sometimes not, but it's a good way of assessing whether you're at risk. And then I've urged them, particularly if they're younger, you know, if a patient comes in, they're 40 years old and they already have plaque, well, they've got another 40 years of life to accumulate plaque, and during that time they could experience a major adverse cardiovascular event, a MACE, that we want to avoid. And demonstrably, in people who are at high risk, there is a reduction in risk, but the analogy that I sometimes use is that if you're driving, good idea to put on seatbelts. Seatbelts save lives, but if you're in your garage and say you decide to organize and clean out your glove compartment, which I do all too infrequently, all kinds of junk accumulates there, and I sometimes have to get in there and get rid of the detritus. Well, you're in the garage, the car's not moving, so you don't need to put on your seatbelts. And a similar situation occurs in people who are at low risk for cardiovascular disease. And, you know, we thought that statins were the bomb for preventing cardiovascular disease for everyone. We just simply added to the drinking water, like fluoride and chlorine. But there is going to be an effort to include using something called the Prevent Risk Calculator to determine 30-year risks. Earlier screening for children, even ages 9 to 11, and this is a good thing, a one-time screening for LP little a, lipoprotein A, to identify hidden risks, because people who have an elevated LP little a, even if their cholesterol is reasonable, they have a higher risk for cardiovascular disease. New drugs are coming down the pike shortly to address LP little a. Currently, it's not affected too much by diet or supplementation. So you got to get it checked to see if you're at high risk. And even somebody who has a relatively good cholesterol, if their LPA is high, they might consider a statin drug or something stronger. What they say here is that virtually all patients with diabetes, they got to get on a cholesterol drug. They want their LDL to be under 70. Okay. They also want you to use the Prevent Risk Calculator. More on that lately, because I just took the test and I want to tell you a little bit about the pros and cons about the Prevent Risk Calculator, which you can access online. You can take the test, but buyer beware on that test, because it seems like it stacks the deck towards taking a statin. You know, 'cause really, a lot of doctors think, and this is actually a common theory among physicians in orthodox medicine, is that the earlier you start a statin, even if you have minimal risk, you could spend, you know, decades and decades and decades on a statin, it will considerably reduce your risk of ultimately developing cardiovascular risk. There, some doctors believe that virtually everyone should be taking a statin. That's not my opinion, but it is a prevailing view. One of the things that I kind of don't like about the new American Heart Association guidelines, they specifically state dietary supplements caution. The guidelines explicitly note that supplements, fish oil, garlic, etc., are not effective alternatives to statin medication. And the key word is alternatives. I don't think that if you have super high cholesterol, or if you have a high plaque score, if you have diabetes, if you have high risk, if you've had a stent, if you've had a bypass surgery, if you've had a previous heart attack, that you could avoid taking cholesterol-lowering drugs and merely take fish oil and garlic, or Kyolic aged garlic extract is actually one of our sponsors. So the word alternative suggests that it's an either or. And I think that there are considerable benefits to be had, even if you are taking a statin, to take fish oil, to take an aged garlic extract supplement, because there will be adjunctive benefits. That's been demonstrated in studies, is that if you take both, and you can take them, they can be taken together, they're compatible, that you will get a synergy of benefits, because you're reducing inflammation, you're protecting the arterial wall, et cetera, et cetera. So they say that the focus now has shifted to managing LDL in younger adults in their 20s to 40s to reduce long-term plaque buildup. And that makes sense because if, you know, you decide that you need to take a statin when you're 85, well, most of the damage has been done and you don't have that many more years to live to accumulate plaque. So I just did the Prevent online calculator, and here's what they ask. They ask what your age is, and I'm 73. I put that in. A systolic blood pressure, very good. That's the first number, 110 often. It's quite good. I put in my total cholesterol, which is a little high. It's 210, but the HDL is 70, so I put that in. I put in my kidney function, which is good. I put in my BMI, which is 25, which is considered non-overweight. And optimal, I said I didn't have diabetes, I wasn't a current smoker, I'm not on a blood pressure medication, I'm not on a lipid-lowering medication. And here's what it spit out. It said that my estimated 10-year risk of cardiovascular disease is 12.9%. That puts me eligible for a statin. In fact, highly recommended for a statin, because what they say is that if you're risk for cardiovascular disease is high, i.e. greater than 10%, mine's 12.9% according to the calculator, lipid-lowering therapy is recommended. It's even recommended for patients who have a score of 5 to 10% 10-year risk of cardiovascular disease. And so I look at that number and I go, 12.9 resists. That would be, by the time I'm 83, I only have about a 13% risk of cardiovascular disease. Actually, that's quite good because according to statistics, approximately 85 to 90% of adults age 80 plus have some form of cardiovascular disease. So if I don't, I'm in the minority. If I actually reach the age of 83, attain 83, with no cardiovascular disease, that includes, of course, bad things like stroke, heart attacks, heart failure, but also angina, even hypertension is considered a form of cardiovascular disease. So, you know, it doesn't mean that my estimated 10-year risk of dying of cardiovascular disease is 13%. I wouldn't get on an airplane if my risk of dying on that airplane was 13%. But missing from this equation, they don't ask, are you physically fit? Do you cycle hours on end? What is your VO2 max? Mine is relatively good, in the 95th percentile for my age. What is your HSCRP, highly sensitive C-reactive protein? Very low in my case, which is also a risk for cardiovascular disease. They don't ask for that. They don't ask, you know, what is your body composition? They just ask your BMI, a very poor indicator of body composition. What's your fat percent? What is your visceral fat percent? That can be obtained with a DEXA scan or even, you know, some of these scales that you stand on that are a little more expensive and sophisticated than ordinary scales. You can get your fat to lean ratio. They don't ask for that. That is an important consideration. What about your insulin levels? Your hemoglobin A1C, these are important considerations when it comes to cardiovascular disease. They don't ask for that. That's why this test misses the boat, in my opinion, on cardiovascular risk and too easily includes people who are at risk, maybe misses some people who should be taking statins. Bottom line, you're going to see a push when you go to your next doctor's appointment to get you on a statin. Rightly or wrongly, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying we need a more nuanced approach to statin prescribing when the benefits may be negligible for some people and very decisive for others. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use, drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got their money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. This is the way you get into the doctor's office to pose a question. Let's hear one of those.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I was curious if a woman who is in her late 50s still needs DHEA in her body. Thanks.
Okay, so DHEA is kind of a unisex androgen. Both men and women have testosterone, but men have far more testosterone than women. That's the big sex differentiator. DHEA is kind of a unisex androgen. Women have about a third to a half of the DHEA that men have, sometimes more if women have polycystic ovarian syndrome. They have high DHEA, and thus they may have acne and bodily and facial hair. DHEA for women, past menopause, DHEA tends to decline as one ages, and it's thought to be an anti-aging hormone, but it's controversial because since it's a hormone, it may actually stoke, if you have a hidden cluster of cells in your breast that may turn cancerous, it may stimulate them. That might be a concern. Same thing in the uterus. And so it has a hormonal effect, but there's also some evidence that it may help with menopause symptoms. It may help with libido. I've seen this really make a difference for some women who have low sexual response. It is a neurosteroid, so it actually works in the brain to improve mood and alleviate depression. There is some evidence that may help to support bone strength and reduce the risk of osteoporosis, especially in postmenopausal women. There are some studies in both men and women that suggest the potential to reduce abdominal visceral fat, which is good, you know, aesthetically, but also metabolically. And there's some evidence that may improve cognitive function and memory. In folks taking steroids, you know, prednisone, dexamethasone, and these types of steroidal medications, often they have low DHEA, and giving them DHEA helps to boost their energy and stamina and offsets the negative side effects, the adrenal suppression that occurs when you take outside steroids. But you got to be careful. In women, you got to give lower. I personally take DHEA as a male, but women should probably take a little less because I've seen side effects, including resumption of acne, which is disconcerting when you're 50 or 60, oily skin, and even some degree of hair recession. DHEA is available over the counter. I've got a problem with that because I think that its use should be supervised by a physician who kind of takes into account all the various aspects of your health. And certainly if you're at risk for cancer, it is a hormone and may actually be contraindicated if you're a male with an elevated PSA or if you're a woman with excessive uterine bleeding or risk for uterine cancer, or if you have a previous history of breast cancer or breast abnormalities. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Remember, this is Intelligent Medicine.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety, on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Anti-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. Anti-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%. And it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. NT-Factor Lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT-Factor Lipids Powder.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. ISSY is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. ISSY is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get ISSY, I-S-S-E, really, ISSY.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A lot of excitement about space this week as the Artemis mission around the moon is concluding. And so let's talk about sex in space. You know, I've heard about the Mile High Club where people kind of steal away and consummate in the bathroom on a plane. That was a thing. What about the 250,000 Mile High Club? Well, we actually have mixed crews of men and women I don't think they had a lot of time or initiative to undertake sexual activities during the Artemis flight, but longer flights are contemplated, and you know there will be moon bases eventually and maybe even Mars bases and interstellar travel. And so the question of whether reproduction is possible in extraterrestrial environments is no longer just hypothetical. There may be a possibility of not just humans trying to reproduce in space or on planets or on the moon, but also they might try to domesticate animals and see if they can, say, raise sheep or cattle, or fish on outer planets. But they've actually found something interesting. They found that microgravity conditions tend to confuse the sperm. They disrupt sperm navigation, and they reduce fertilization rates. And also there's concern about the quality and survival of early embryos, because you see, over millions and millions of years of evolution, we've evolved these systems under conditions of gravity. And the way that the sperm find the egg, they navigate based on signals that they receive from gravity. And that function appears to be disrupted. They have more difficulty finding the egg. According to a spokesperson from the Research Institute in Australia who figured this out, they say that when that gravitational pull is removed, the sensors in the sperm appear to be thrown off, leaving the sperm without a reliable frame of reference for up, down, or which direction to move. It's a bit like trying to navigate a maze blindfolded and spinning. And so what they found is that for mice, there was a 30% reduction in successful fertilization after 4 to 6 hours of microgravity. And for humans, there was a 50% reduction in the number of human sperm that successfully navigated in microgravity compared to normal gravity. So the sperm are going to be confused. And then when the embryo is fertilized, well, first of all, fewer embryos are formed, and those that did showed signs of delay and reduced cell counts in the critical early stages. So they're going to have to try and lick that problem if we expect to colonize the moon, the planets, and outer space. Because according to the Australian researcher, the clearest conclusion is reproduction in space is going to be considerably more challenging than most people assume. So, yeah. Okay. Something to look forward to. 877-726-8255, our number. Oh, when we return, we're going to take a look at a nutrient that I'm extremely excited about and its impact on muscle metabolism. We're coming to realize it's more than just aesthetics. Muscle affects the functioning of the metabolism. It affects the brain and has vast implications for our health beyond just looking good in spandex. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. You know that feeling when everything just clicks? Your mind is sharp, your mood is steady, your body feels like it's firing on all cylinders. That's not luck. That's what your body is capable of every single day. Now, I've looked into a lot of fish oil supplements, and honestly, most of them are mystery sourced, overprocessed, blasted with heat, and packed with synthetic add-ins. But this one is different. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health starts with wild Alaskan salmon and cod, sustainably caught from some of the cleanest waters on the planet, and then it's processed at low temperatures to preserve what actually matters. We're talking about real omega-3s, naturally occurring vitamins A and D, and pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, that help your body balance its own immune response. What does that mean for you? Clearer thinking, more stable mood, and real nature-based support for your heart and immune system. No shortcuts, no synthetic nonsense. If you want to feel the difference, go to BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for 20% off site-wide.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hey Shasta County, it's Patty Plum with the Shasta County Elections Department, inviting you to be a poll worker this year for our up-and-coming election on June 2nd, 2026. As you know, volunteers are needed, and you can be compensated for your time and effort as a poll worker. If you have any questions, please call 530-225-5166, or you can go online to elections@shastacounty.gov, and we want to thank you for serving our community in this way.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Eric Greitens nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark says volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255. But we're going to hold calls for a moment because I want to focus on muscle because muscle is in, not just because it's aesthetic, but because we're coming to recognize that muscle has some very, very important roles in our physiology. And I've been taking a supplement that I believe is one of the best ways to support muscle function. And we're going to talk to an expert. He's Brad Currier, clinical trial manager at Timeline, a Swiss biotech company that makes a product called MitoPure. We've been talking about it here. Who better to talk about muscle than a PhD in muscle physiology? So welcome, Brad. We talked to you during our weekly podcast, but I wanted our weekend listeners to hear a little bit about the benefits of urolithin A for muscle. But first, could you frame the discussion? Why is muscle gaining so much traction these days in discussions about overall health?
Absolutely. And Dr. Hoffman, thanks so much, as always, for having me here. It's always a treat to speak on any topic. Muscle is really having it's growing. It's having its heyday, and rightfully so. I think by many it's considered the longevity organ. And there's a few key reasons that I'd highlight. One, just the size of it. Muscle is 40% of our body weight. You know, on average, it's a huge amount of just our body. And we all can think of how muscle is important for movement, and certainly mobility is critical to healthy aging and just overall function in life. But a really underappreciated part of muscle is its role in metabolism. So muscle is actually the main site that our bodies will store glucose or sugar after we eat food, and it's a major contributor to our resting metabolic rate. So how many calories we burn just by existing as a human is heavily dictated by how much muscle we have. We could go on and on about the health benefits, but muscle is much more than just the machinery that makes us move. It has serious roles in our metabolism and throughout the lifespan.
As well as for brain function, because I think there's evidence that, you know, certain humors that are secreted by muscle, they have effects on cognition.
Yeah, there's actually a buzzword for this in recent years that's been getting a bit more traction, and it's myokine. Uh-huh. So we hear of, you know, cytokines or all the different kinds, things that are secreted and have an impact on other organs in the body. Myokines, being spelled literally M-Y-O to start, meaning muscle, is exactly that, things that are secreted by the muscle, and that's just starting to be better and better understood. Even coupled with that is something called exerkines, so things that are selectively released from the muscle following exercise. And it's a really exciting area, a young, I would say, not quite in its infancy, but an area of research that's been getting more and more attention over the last 5 years or so.
Indeed. So it's not just the quantity of muscle, it's also the quality of muscle. And as one ages, I mean, you can actually do studies using CT scans, imaging, MRIs that show that the quality of muscle declines. It becomes more marbled and, you know, muscle fibers tend to deteriorate, right?
You're absolutely right. And so muscle quality, just for a definition, is not just how much we have. So muscle mass is how much muscle we have. Muscle quality is how strong or how effective that muscle is per unit of mass. So you can have muscle that is very fit and probably pretty strong and metabolically healthy. You could have the same amount of muscle tissue, but in cases of immobilization or aging, we do see that fat infiltration, this fiber type shifting away from those quick twitch or type 2 muscle fibers, and metabolic insensitivities, so things like responding to insulin. Across the board, muscle quality decreases with aging.
Indeed. So what are some of the determinants of that? It seems that the mitochondria have a lot to do with that. These are, simplistically, they're thought to be the energy powerhouses of the cells, but they do a lot more. They seem to actually have a lot to do with synthesis of essential proteins and signaling within the cell.
Exactly. The mitochondria, ask your local high school biology student, you know, it's a powerhouse of the cell.
It's a battery.
Tell you that.
Right.
It's a battery, and it absolutely is. But similar to how muscle is not just our movement engine, mitochondria are so much more. So mitochondria, we can almost think of it as an energy factory within our cells. It's where we take the food we eat and transform it into cellular energy that our body can use. And with that process comes reactions that when things go wrong, it can be deleterious to our health. So there's actually a great researcher whose work I like to highlight, called Gerald Shulman out of Yale, looking at how mitochondria dysfunction really underpins things like insulin resistance or even hypertension, cardiovascular disease. Because when these mitochondria become dysfunctional, we have these things like reactive oxygen species being let out into the cell that are disrupting how other parts of the muscle work. And just like you said, mitochondria have other roles in calcium homeostasis and protein folding. So all of these functions that the mitochondria have, and not just energy production, all of these functions will decline if our mitochondria health is compromised.
And as mitochondria age, they become dysfunctional, but there's a process by which the body kind of winnows away these dysfunctional mitochondria, which is called mitophagy, and that's where urolithin A fits in, right?
That's exactly right. So mitophagy is the selective degradation and recycling of dysfunctional mitochondria. We might have heard of autophagy. Mitophagy is just that process specific to mitochondria. And that's exactly where urolithin A comes in. So urolithin A is a natural molecule. It's a postbiotic. And over the last 20 years, as it's been researched more and more, we understand that one of its key mechanisms of action is stimulating mitophagy. So actually cleaning out and recycling those damaged mitochondria throughout our body. Of course, muscle is a tissue with many, many mitochondria because of its energetic requirements. But systemically, urolithin A stimulates that renewal of mitochondria in our body.
And so what evidence is there, and you know, you being an expert in muscle physiology and also an expert on urolithin, what's the connection? Is there evidence that urolithin has an impact on muscle structure and even performance?
Yes, there is, and that's, like any good research, a long time coming. So Timeline, while being the leader in this space, was started over 20 years ago looking at urolithin A. And as positive data have continued to accumulate, we now have multiple researchers around the world doing this. Just last year, there were a couple hundred publications on urolithin A, and the majority of the work is now done by independent investigators. But to give you a sense of
which, by the way, is a good sign, because it's not just self-serving product
yes.
promotion by Timeline. It's researchers around the world are saying, send us some of the samples so that we can use it in our research.
Exactly, or even just doing it independently, buying it themselves and doing it. And so it is. It's very reassuring to see, because at the end of the day, that's our mission, right? It's not to show that urolithin A is awesome. It's to find the best ways we can improve our health span, and urolithin A certainly seems like a great tool for that. So what the research was is, for the first 10 years, it was largely preclinical development, which means looking at its safety and its effects in animal or non-human models. And that's really where we're seeing some incredible results. These are published in Nature Medicine, Nature Metabolism, but showing it improving lifespan 50%, increasing strength and endurance 10 to 30%. And when this data starts to accumulate, it's convincing to say, okay, well, we love our animals, but ultimately we want to help people. So let's see if this translates into humans. And we've actually just kicked off now our 26th clinical trial on MitoPure. And this has been a series of work led over the last 10 years, really taking it through that rigorous clinical development process. So starting from the safety and bioavailability, now up to double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trials.
So in your latest trial, you're now looking at human effects of urolithin A. Is that correct?
Correct. And so this really started with our foundational study published in Nature Metabolism, which would be the equivalent in the pharma world of the phase one stage, where we've got this molecule. We look at its dose response, its safety in humans, And then over more chronic use, so over 1 month, actually collecting muscle biopsies and seeing what impact it's having at a molecular level. So this was done where we found that the sweet spot, the right, the best dose is between 500 milligrams and 1 gram per day. And this was safe and well tolerated.
Which, by the way, is attainable. It's not like more than you would offer in the consumer product, in the capsules, in the powder, in the new gummies that you, lozenges that you make.
Correct. And it's exactly what we sell. So,
yeah.
Correct. And so the commercial dose that people can buy on Amazon or website is the dose and the exact same product that's used in all these clinical trials. So, with that, you know, we obviously see the safety, the benefits at a molecular level, in particular that improved mitochondrial health or cellular energetics, and that's from the muscle biopsies we were collecting from these individuals. And it's really quite a neat signature. You know, it in many ways overlaps with the same change we see with exercise, where there's this improvement in the energetics of the cell at that molecular level. So from there, we've gone on to do trials up to 4 months long and seen significant improvements in muscle strength, you know, some clinically meaningful differences that some of your listeners might particularly be interested in, like in 6-minute walk test or VO2 max. These things improving, you know, with supplementation after a few months of MitoPure.
Indeed. And so I'm a big fan of this because I'm always looking to, A, preserve my metabolism, have anti-aging effects, but I'm also looking for day-to-day enhancements in my performance, my endurance, my ability to go in the weight room and throw weights around, and also my ability to, you know, swim long distances, cycle long distances, etc. And I'm a big believer in this. I think my recovery times have improved. I think that my performance has improved. And I rely on this, and you can get more information about the MitoPure product, and you can order by going to timeline.com/Hoffman. And for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, we've set up an option to use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off. They now have MitoPure gummies, which I found really helpful when I travel because I usually use the powder. I add it to my smoothie in the morning. But the powder's not practical when you travel because I don't have a blender. I'm not making smoothies, so I just take the gummies along with me. They're great. They're, you know, virtually no sugar. They're not, you know, sugary candy. And they deliver the clinical dosage of MitoPure that really is relevant for improving performance. So that's Timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman. So, Brad, when I actually called you Tim Courier because that's like in the movie. Brad, do you get confused with that sometimes? Yeah, probably.
I'll take any compliment anyway.
Okay, great. So, in conclusion, you know, keep up the great work because you're doing outstanding research. I believe in the product. A lot of the leading anti-aging researchers and you know, certainly a lot of athletes and longevity biohackers are using MitoPure. And so congratulations to you. Thanks for doing the work to substantiate the benefits of this extraordinary compound. Really a pleasure having you on. We'll also do a long-form podcast later on this subject for more information. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Lose your train of thought mid-sentence? Feel like your brain is running on fumes by 2 in the afternoon? Try Kaolic Specialty Series Smart Mushrooms Plus. This isn't caffeine. It's not some jittery stimulant that crashes you an hour later. This is a clean, science-backed formula built around certified organic lion's mane mushrooms, clinically shown to support the nerve growth factor that actually helps your brain maintain and organize neurons. We're talking real foundational support for focus and mental clarity, and it doesn't stop there. It's combined combined with Kyolic aged garlic extract, aged up to 20 months on organic California farms, plus Aronia berry extract, selenium, and vitamin B12 for long-term brain health and executive function. Two capsules with a meal, once a day, vegan, non-GMO, no gluten, no dairy, no artificial anything. Kyolic Smart Mushrooms Plus from Wakanaga. Learn more about this and the entire Kyolic Mushrooms Plus line at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. United States Central Command will begin a blockade of all Iranian ports Monday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. It will be enforced impartially against vessels of all nations. However, it will allow ships traveling between non-Iranian ports to transit the Strait of Hormuz. In the meantime, the two-week ceasefire, still in doubt, Pakistan, which hosted the talks, says it will seek more dialogue. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins, has yet to see details of President Trump's 2027 budget proposal, but she tells the Salem Radio Network she's not opposed to an increase in military spending.
We do have to keep in mind that the president is compensating for years of underfunding by the Biden administration. So we do need to do some catch up to make sure that we are prepared to meet the global threats that we face.
And it is a bundle, the White House seeking $1.5 trillion in military spending for next year. Collins, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, says the 2027 budget process is just getting underway.
The president's budget request is just that. It's a request. It's Congress that has the power of the purse. Of course, we work very closely with the administration, and we're going to be starting our hearings up very shortly.
Collins interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. At least 100 civilians have been killed when a Nigerian Air Force strike targeting Xi'an rebels instead hit a food market in the northeastern part of the state. Officials say many of the dead are small children. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
Well, the Trump administration rolling back a car feature pushed by former President Barack Obama. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The Trump administration has revoked Obama-era off-cycle credits that encouraged automakers to install automatic stop-start systems effectively ending widespread use of the unpopular technology in new gasoline cars. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin hailed the move as eliminating a, quote, climate participation trophy, noting that 58% of such vehicles had the feature by 2024, despite minimal fuel savings. Ken Lorman reporting.
Hotel on one of Miami's most exclusive locations demolished to make way for something even bigger. Demolition experts conducted it controlled implosion early Sunday of the former Mandarin Oriental, Miami. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Blue state Democrats considering exit taxes for the wealthy leaving their states. Correspondent Ron Taylor has more.
Several Democratic-led states are proposing or enacting exit and wealth taxes to counter revenue losses as affluent residents move to lower-tax states. Critics argue these measures are unconstitutional, violate interstate commerce and travel rights, and risk shifting tax burdens to the middle class.
In the meantime, on the other side of the coin, so to speak, millions of Americans expected to claim new federal tax breaks for tips and overtime wages under that law that had been pushed by President Trump. However, several states have decided not to match those federal changes. That means workers who receive federal deductions for tips and or overtime will still have to pay state taxes on those earnings. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Beware.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll open with a thrilling story of murder as produced for a CBS series. And then we stay with that network and introduce the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Picture Postcard Matter. Before Bob Bailey, we have Joseph Kearns. Some of you might know him for his television work. He was the original neighbor Mr. Wilson on the late 50s, early 60s comedy Dennis the Menace. Well, Kearns was a huge radio star, adept at both comedy and drama. Listen for him now, supported by Charlotte Lawrence, in this broadcast from August 6th of 1950.
The Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now for the Signal Oil Company, the Whistler's strange story, Double Exposure.
It was a summer's evening, quiet, calm, matching the gentle atmosphere of the quaint artist town of Cypress Point on the California coast. Clint Harwell was calm, too, as he walked down the street, heading toward the drugstore. He was calm. His mind was undisturbed, at ease. Clint Harwell was all of these things before he entered the drugstore. Yes, he could even take pleasure from the fact that the local newspaper was to run his picture in an early issue, under the heading Famed Architect to Wed Local Novelist. There would be a story about the homes Clint had built, too. The pertinent facts about his background. and there would probably be little, if any, mention of the tragedy that had touched his life early last year. The accidental drowning of his wife, Corinne. In the drugstore, Clint waited with his back to the proprietor and customer that he was waiting on.
Help you all, Mr. Willis?
I think so, Doc.
No razor blades, toothpaste, anything like that?
Got them all, Doc.
Well, I'll just wrap up these things for you. Be right there.
Oh, no hurry, Doc.
Any more trouble with those protection racketeers, Mr. Willis?
Oh, I keep hearing from them. It's a dreadful thing, you know.
Terrible. I certainly wouldn't give in to them. There you are, Mr. Willis. Drop in again.
Sure thing. Good night, Doc.
Good night. Oh, I believe I know what you want, Mr. Harwell. Yes, sir, your pictures.
Oh, got them developed, Doc?
Oh, certainly. I do all that work myself, you know. Have the lab in the back.
Really? I didn't know.
Oh, really? With all the seasons you've been coming down here? Well, anyway, they're ready. And believe me, they turned out fine. Let's see now. Check the file. C.D. E. Fraser Harris Harwell. Yeah, there you are.
Oh, thanks, Doc. How much is that?
$1.39.
Fair enough.
Thank you. Oh, here you're settling down here now. For good.
That's right.
Retiring?
No, not exactly. I'll build a few houses. You know, new types. Give me a chance to experiment.
Uh-huh. Hey, by the way, Mr. Harwell, perhaps this isn't the time to mention it, but this is the first time I've had a chance to. I'm awfully sorry about Mrs. Harwell. She was such a wonderful person.
Yes. Well, good evening, Doc.
Good evening, Mr. Harwell. Drop in again.
And that was all, wasn't it, Clint? So it seemed, anyway. Half a block from the drugstore, in the bright glare of a store window, you pause, take out the photographs and glance through them. Interesting snapshots, all taken on a recent cruise along the coast. Yes, interesting, each of them. Until the last one, a shot of the sea. The sea, that was all when you took the shot. But now, Clint...
What the devil?
Something else, Clint. A woman's face. A woman's face staring. Almost as if she's smiling up at you from the sea. And it's the face of your late wife, Corinne. It seems impossible, doesn't it, Clint? That the pharmacist, or anyone, could know that your wife's drowning wasn't really accidental, that you were directly responsible. But you must look into it further, you know that. You must learn what's behind the picture of your wife. You're certain it's a double print. But why? You know where to find that answer. You hurry back to the drugstore. It's almost closing time. Doc is back toward you. He's talking on the phone. You watch your opportunity. Slip inside and hide in the phone booth.
Yes, Mrs. Williams. The boy should be there any minute now with your medicine. Nah, not at all. Glad to. Oh, it's been a busy day, all right, but I'm closing up now. Yeah, and take care of yourself. Good night.
The minutes seem years as you wait, don't they, Clint? Then finally, Doc Ainslie's gone. You hurry from the phone booth to the dark room in the back of the drugstore. You close the door, snap on the light, and gasp at what you see.
Good Lord.
Surprised, Mr. Howard?
What?
Thought you'd have my dark room all to yourself, huh?
Yes, I guess I did. How did you know I was here?
Saw you when I left. Phone booths don't make very good hiding places, you know. Anyway, I sort of figured you might have something on your mind, something to do with pictures.
Yes, these pictures on the wall. I'm afraid I don't understand them, Doc. Not at all.
Is it so hard to understand, Mr. Harwell, that I'd want to surround myself with beauty? Your wife was beautiful, you know. I made all these pictures of her myself, covered my walls with them.
You were in love with Corinne? Why, I had no idea.
Yes, I was in love with her. I don't believe even she knew that, though. I never told her. I didn't want to spoil the friendship we had.
You and Corinne. But when? I mean, how could you have known her?
You left her alone a great deal of the time, Mr. Harwell, remember? The last few years, especially. She needed someone just to talk to. She used to come here to the drugstore. We became good friends. She told me lots of things.
Oh, all right. So you and Corinne were good friends. Then I assume this snapshot, her face looking at me from the sea. That's all your idea, huh, Doc?
Just a simple double print, Mr. Harwell. Call it bait if you want to. The point is, you rose to the bait.
Why? Why did you do it?
When your wife drowned last season, Mr. Harwell, I went along with the accidental verdict the sheriff handed down. I was too shocked then to remember so many things she told me. Too shocked even to think about Louise Phillips, your present fiancé.
Oh, what's Louise got to do with this?
You were seeing her then. Everyone knew, even Corinne. When I heard just recently that you and Louise planned to marry, I began to remember things Corinne said to me. She was afraid of you, you know, afraid. And yet she loved you.
I don't believe I'd say any more, Doc.
She was afraid of the ocean, too. Loved to look at it, but deadly frightened to be on it, especially with you. She told me so herself.
I've heard all of this. I intend to.
You don't have to hear any more, but Mr. Harwell, I think the sheriff might be interested in what I have to say, though.
Oh, no, Doc. No, you're not going to the sheriff.
Yes, I am, Mr.
No, Harwell. You're not, Doc. You're not going to say a word to the sheriff or anybody else to arouse suspicion against me.
You can't stop me, Harwell. There's no way.
There's one way, Doc. I'll stop you if I have to kill you!
It seems minutes later, doesn't it, Clint? Minutes that are actually seconds when you stare at your hand, at the heavy piece of photographic equipment that it holds. And then you glance down at the floor of Doc's darkroom. React again, shocked clean through at what you see.
I did it. I did what I said. I have killed him.
Stay tuned. We'll be back to wrap up this episode of The Whistler right after this break.
Cool April Nights kicks off this Friday with our downtown event, Springfest, including a walkabout blues concert, 4 to 9 p.m. Make sure to go to CoolAprilNights.com for a full schedule of events. Over 50 show and shines this year, 3 concerts, and 10 days of classic car fun. That's Cool April Nights Springfest downtown kickoff this Friday for Cool April Nights. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. downtown Reading, right on Market Street. CoolAprilNights.com for a full downloadable schedule of events.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Introducing the best ever offer from Dish TV. For $89.99 a month, you can have up to 190 of your favorite channels, plus your favorite streaming apps, all from one source. For the low price of about $3 a day. With Dish, you can record up to 16 channels at once and get 2,000 hours of recording space for as little as $3 a day. Dish has been providing the best television for over 45 years. And call now and we can even find you the best internet price. prices. And based off your location, you may be eligible for fiber or wireless internet for your home. And to take advantage of the best offer ever in Dish TV history, $89.99 a month with free equipment and free installation. So what are you waiting for? Call now.
800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. That's 800-706-7063.
And now let's wrap up this episode of The Whistler on When Radio Was.
It's gone, isn't it, Clint? The quiet, the calm of the early evening. The peace of mind that seemed to be yours only a few short hours ago. Because now, in one swift movement of unreasoning rage, you've struck down the drugstore proprietor. You've murdered Doc Ainslie. It's all like a nightmare, the way Doc felt about your late wife. And then as the panic subsides, you know what you must do. You turn, quickly remove every picture of her from the walls of the darkroom. Wipe your fingerprints from the Werner weapon. Turn out the lights. Slip out the back way. And home. The next morning, it's all there, with the newsboys screaming the grim news.
Extra Sunrise Edition. Local druggist found slain. Extra Sunrise Edition.
Hello?
Clint?
Oh, Louise, hello. Well, I've been wondering when you'd get back from San Francisco. Well, a shopping tour successful?
Very. You asked me to dinner, you know. I wasn't going to miss that.
Oh, yes, of course. Tonight. That's fine, Louise. I'll call for you around 8. Is that all right?
Fine, Clint.
You're relieved as you hang up the phone. It could have been a very different call, couldn't it, Clint? But you're safe now, aren't you? Safe in the knowledge that no one saw you anywhere near the drugstore. There would have been some word, you're certain of that, too. But that evening, as you and Louise return to her home after dining out, you receive a surprise.
Well, here we are, Clint. Come in for a nightcap?
Why, a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to unlock my little hacienda again.
Yes, I'll bet you missed it being away all week.
I did. I couldn't decide which I missed more, my house or my fiancé.
Oh, darling.
Clint.
You know, sweetheart, we've never talked about our house. Oh, I'd want to design it very specially. A big one for us.
Big, small. What's the difference? Sit down, darling. I'll get some ice.
All right. Well, I don't know. There could be a great deal of difference, Louise, at that.
Not in the number of newspapers that pile up when you forget to tell them you're going to be away.
I suppose not. Of course, the only news in this town today is about Doc Ainslie, poor devil. Oh, and the curio store fire.
I know. I threw all the newspapers away but that last one. Did you read about the witness?
The witness?
It's right there in the paper at your elbow. Read it while I'm fixing these.
Witness?
O.B. Willis, the man who owned the curio store that was burned. He was hurrying down there when he saw someone rush out of Doc's drugstore. He says he could identify him again if he saw him.
What?
Well, that's what he says. Why, Clint, what's the matter?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Nothing, really. I was trying to remember this. There's something important. Something I had to do this evening.
Well, you needn't look so stricken about it. Besides, I'm the only thing that's important to you this evening.
Oh, I remember now. A call, Louise, a call I must make tonight. It's quite important.
All right, darling, make a call. The phone's right there, you know.
No. I mean, I can't make the call here, Louise. It's, a little surprise. It has to do with our wedding, darling. It's a secret.
Why, Clint, how romantic.
I really hate running out on you like this, but, well, you do understand it's rather special. After all, it's very important.
It is important, isn't it, Clint? Not a call, but a hurried trip you're forced to make to catch the last edition of the local papers before they hit the streets. Stop your picture from being published, even though it's in conjunction with that glowing account of your skill as an architect and your approaching marriage to Louise. Yes, you must stop it, Clint. And you pray there's still someone in the copy room as you pound on the door.
Hey, look, I've got to talk to the editor, whoever's in charge.
Well, I'm a man, I reckon, right now. Yes, I'm in charge.
Oh, good, good. Then I'm not too late. My name's Harwell, Clint Harwell. You're running my picture tomorrow, and I want it stopped. I have a perfectly good reason.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Sorry.
You're sorry? Well, what do you mean?
Nothing can be done about it, mister.
See here, if you're in charge,
I'm your man, all right, but only because everybody else has gone home. Papers all printed up. Been called for in the delivery trucks. It ought to hit the streets any time now.
Well, then why did you tell me...
Mister, I'm the janitor. I got to sweep up. Mind if I get back to my work?
You're too late, aren't you, Clint? And you know what will happen as soon as O.B. Willis sees your picture in tomorrow's paper. And you're certain he will see it. He'll go to the sheriff. Identify you as the man he saw running out of the drugstore the night Doc Ainslie was murdered. You hurry out of the newspaper office, and with each step, the panic within you builds. You've got to fight it off, Clint. Get a hold of yourself and think things out. You'd run away tonight. Yes, but you know what that would mean. The end of everything you've worked for, your career. And there's Louise, too. You can't bear to think of losing her, can you? You've made a decision, haven't you, Clint? And 10 minutes later, you arrive at a small cottage near the beach. Push through the gate. You hurry up the path to the front door. Ring the bell.
Oh, come on. Come on, answer the door.
Oh, shut up, Queenie. Be quiet, will you?
You look up, peer through the darkness to the second floor window of the house next door.
You looking for Mr. Willis?
Why, yes.
He ain't home. Went out a couple of hours ago. You from the insurance company?
Insurance company? No, not.
OB's been expecting one. That's the reason I asked. His store burned down last night. Suppose you heard about it.
Oh, yes, I did.
Imagine that's where he is now. Down at the store with the workmen boarding up the place. Oh, why don't you try there?
Oh, thanks, but it's not really important. I'll see him in the morning.
It's 8 blocks from Willis's house along a tree-lined street, past Doc Ainslie's drugstore to the curio shop. And when you arrive there, the place is deserted. The workmen have gone. You stare at the charred remains of the building. And then turn and walk across the street to the lunch counter.
Brought two. Over easy, Sam. Evening, sir. Want to see a menu?
No, I'll just have some coffee.
Cream?
Yes, please.
That's a nice blueberry pie.
Coffee.
Okay. Be anything else for you, Sheriff?
Not a thing, Alice.
How about you, Mr. Willis?
Nope.
Willis.
Your eyes move quickly along the mirror behind the counter. Settle on the round-faced little man sitting next to the sheriff. O.B. Willis, Clint. The man who says he can identify you as Doc Ainslie's killer. You turn around, you're back to them. Pick up the newspaper lying on the counter.
Hi, Alice.
Night.
So long, fellas. And thanks.
As the door closes behind them, you breathe a sigh of relief, don't you, Clint? That was close. Too close. You look up from your newspaper... Glance out the front door. They're standing there, the sheriff and Willis, talking quietly. You watch them out of the corner of your eye, your heart pounding wildly. And finally, they move away.
Your coffee, sir.
Oh, thanks. Here you are.
Ain't you going to drink your coffee?
Sorry. I just remembered a very important appointment.
You step out of the lunchroom, see Willis and the sheriff part company down the street. Moving quickly along the shadows, you hurry after the small, round-faced man, O.B. Willis, the witness, Clint. The man you know you've got to silence. You're only a half block behind him now as he makes his way along the deserted, dimly lighted street. And then he turns into the park, slumps down on a bench, lights his pipe. You circle through the trees until you're standing directly behind him. Then, clenching the heavy rock tightly in your hand, you lift it high in the air. It'll all be over in a moment, won't it, Clint? You're about to step out and smash the rock down on his head when...
Come on!
Quickly, you draw back into the shadows as you see this man approaching.
That's you, O.B.?
Huh? Oh, evening, Perry.
Hi, evening. Oh,
thought you were still in San Francisco.
Got back this afternoon. Good to sit on. Been on the go all day. Say, a lot's been going on around here while I was away. Just heard about Doc.
Yeah, it's a shame. A doggone shame.
Hey, tell me you saw the killer.
That's right, Perry. Running out back of the drugstore.
Get a good look at him, did you?
I sure did. I'd recognize him anywhere. I was on my way to the fire when I saw him.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to hear about your fire, O.B. Them protection racket boys, huh?
Yeah.
Dirty skunks.
One of them called me at the house just a little before 11. Said it was too bad I hadn't joined the association. Because something was going to happen to my store.
How do you like that?
That's when I ran down to the store, but I got there just a little bit too late.
You insured, ain't you?
Yes, and it's a good thing. I had a lot of money invested in that shop.
You know, O.B., I've been thinking. Maybe there's some connection with Doc's murder and the fire at your place.
How do you mean?
Well, them protection boys again. At the time some of them were setting fire to your place, maybe a couple of strong-armed boys were over at Doc's, putting the pressure on him to sign up. Maybe they pressured too hard, killed Doc accidentally.
Say, I never thought of that.
It could have happened that way, O.B. Sure could have happened. Just like that. Yes, sir.
He's right, isn't he, Clint? The blame for Doc Ainslie's death could very well be placed on the hoodlums who burned down Willis' store. And they could be blamed for killing Willis, too. It's a perfect setup, isn't it? Yes. And it makes it all so much easier for you now to kill him. You hurry to your home, slip your revolver into your pocket, and then drive back toward the home of O.B. Willis, park in the shadows a block away. Then you walk to a spot directly across the street and wait in the dark behind a palm tree for Willis to return. After what seems hours, Willis finally appears. By the time he reaches his front door, you're right behind him.
Ooh, what are you...
Open the door. Get inside.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
You heard me. Open the door. Now, inside.
Who are you? What do you want?
Don't recognize me, do you?
Well, it's so dark in here.
All right. Pull the shades down. Then we'll turn on the light. Oh, yeah, and close the windows, too. All right, now the lights. Well? Recognize me now?
No, I don't know you.
Come on, take a good look.
I'm sorry, but I never saw you before.
You're lying.
No, I swear I've never...
Last night on your way to the fire, you saw me run out of the drugstore.
No, please, I didn't. Wait a minute. That gun, what are you going to do?
Can't you guess, Mr. Willis?
No, you can't. Somebody will hear you.
Not with this pillow and the windows down.
But you don't get it. If you'll just let me explain...
Sorry, Mr. Willis, but it's too late for that.
It's done, isn't it, Clint? O.B. Willis is dead. You've killed him. And you know who they'll blame for the murder. Yes, the same men who set fire to his store because he wouldn't join their protective association. It's as simple as that, isn't it? And you're certain that you're in the clear. You step over the limp form lying in the middle of the room and slip your gun into your pocket. You'll drive to the beach, toss it into the sea. Then the only link connecting you with the killing of O.B. Willis will be missing forever. You turn out the lights, step into the hall, open the front door and start toward the street. And then you stop, stunned, as a car stops in front of the house. It's the sheriff's car, Clint.
Hello.
Why, Sheriff Carnes.
Who are you?
Clint Harwell. I'm a friend of O.B.'s. Just dropped by to see him. I found the door unlocked and went inside. He isn't home.
Uh-huh. Sheriff, do you think he could have gone back to the store?
Probably. Oh, Mr. Harwell, this is Johnny Fain, insurance adjuster from San Francisco.
Mr. Harwell, how do you do?
Mr. Fain is here to settle things with Willis.
That's right. You see, we've found the man who set the fire.
You have?
I had an eye on him since Mr. Fain's company tipped me off about him 6 months ago.
And the man's a well-known arsonist. Burned down two other stores in two other cities during the past 8 years.
Wait a minute. You mean...
O.B. Willis. We're convinced he set fire to his store himself.
I don't understand. What about the men who threatened him, the protection racketeers?
It's just a gag. He's used it before, too.
But he couldn't have set the fire. No, at 11 o'clock last night...
He said he was walking past Ainsley's drugstore. Saw Doc's killer. Sure, that was his alibi. That put O.B. half a mile from the fire when it started. So he wanted us to believe.
You mean he lied?
Yeah, that's right. Willis didn't see Doc's killer. He wasn't anywhere near the drugstore at 11. He was setting fire to his own curio shop.
Oh, no. It can't be.
Well, we'll go on inside and wait for Willis to show up. You'd better come in with us, Mr. Harwell. You don't mind, do you?
Featured in tonight's story were Bill Foreman, Joseph Kearns, and Charlotte Lawrence. The Whistler was produced and directed by George W. Allen, with story by Joel Malone, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. The Whistler is entirely fictional, and all characters portrayed on the Whistler are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Remember, at the same time next Sunday, another strange tale by the Whistler. Marvin Miller speaking for the Signal Oil Company.
Double Exposure, a thrilling episode of The Whistler from August 6th of 1950. I'm Greg Bell, and up next it's Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar in the first installment of our latest five-part storyline. All about the theft of $100,000 worth of uncut diamonds. It's known as the Picture Postcard Matter. And it launches on When Radio Was, right after this.
With his faithful lot of Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet.
From the shadows comes a legend. 20 pulse-pounding radio adventures roar back to life in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Green Hornet, Boomerang.
The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness.
Jack McCarthy stars as Britt Reed, daring young publisher by day, masked avenger of crime by night.
He's the only one who gives us a bridge between the gamblers the police suspect and the group of people we suspect. Well,
yes, I see.
He's the bridge we're going to cross first. And Cato, if it'll help us find the truth, we're going to cross him good.
The Green Hornet, Boomerang, delivers rare broadcasts unheard since 1949. Original episodes, original danger, restored for today's listeners.
Get your hands up. Get them up before I drill you now, like I'm going to drill that other fool over there in the closet.
Madrigal, Tom was over there in the closet.
Yeah, where I pulled him after I crashed his head with this gun.
For a limited time, you can get the Green Hornet Boomerang collection for half the regular price. Pay just $19.98 for thrill-a-minute episodes of suspense, speed, and street-level justice. Order now at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Use offer code HORNET77 to save 50%.
He hunts the biggest of all game. Public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Don't miss the Green Hornet Boomerang. Visit radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 today and use offer code HORNET77 to get 50% off.
What a story this is going to make!
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
WeWard is an app that rewards you for walking. The more steps you take, the more you earn. For virtual rewards that are redeemable for real cash, gifts, or donations to charities. Eve Benchamal from WeWard explains how it works.
The concept of the app is very simple. It will count your steps, but the main difference is like we're going to give you some rewards based on the number of steps you do every day. So the more you work, the more you will earn points that you can convert into cash, into gift card or donation to charities. On top of that, we'll also have challenges, leaderboards, some gamification into the app, and you will see, hopefully, that like you, Mark, that the app will help you to get moving a bit more every day and will help you to be in a better shape.
Again, it's the WeWard app. That's W-E-W-A-R-D.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and now our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. It's time to launch another five-part storyline. Known as the Picture Postcard Matter, it originally played out in October of 1956, and this is part one.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Tom Wilkins at Global Casualty, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Lousy. Right now I've got one big headache, $100,000 headache.
Try an ice bag and go back to bed.
A bag of ice would cure me, all right, but not the kind of ice you're thinking of.
Hmm?
$100,000 worth of uncut diamonds, Johnny. They've been stolen, and we wrote the policy on them.
$100,000? That's a fat lot of rocks, Tom.
And a fat fee if you can recover them for us. You interested?
Oh, that's the understatement of the week.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Global Casualty, Hartford, Connecticut. Following is an account of expenditures during my investigation of the picture postcard matter. Expense account item one, $1.25. Taxi to the office of Global Casualty, where Tom Wilkins was waiting for me.
Well, looks like we're bucking a pretty well-organized outfit in this deal, Johnny. The way they pulled the job shows they'd planned it out pretty well.
How did it happen, Tom, and where?
The diamonds were being taken by special courier from Zurich, Switzerland to Amsterdam. They got lifted at the Zurich airport.
How?
The airport was crowded. The courier was carrying the diamonds in a leather briefcase strapped to his wrist. A fight broke out suddenly. In the confusion, the courier was slugged and the case cut loose from him.
After which the fight suddenly stopped, huh?
Yeah. It was obviously a rigged brawl. By the time the police arrived, the people involved had disappeared.
With the uncut diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like their timing was pretty good.
Too good.
How about the courier? You get a look at the guy who slugged him?
No, it happened from behind.
Anybody in the airport crowd able to describe the guys who'd rigged the brawl?
Well, no clear description. Somebody mentioned that one of the men involved was stocky, sort of a bullneck.
Oh, great. Probably only a couple of million people answering that description.
True.
Zurich police turn up anything?
Not a thing.
Well, look, Tom, I'm an insurance investigator, not a magician. You better get yourself another boy.
Whoa, Johnny. We got one lead, and it could be enough if it's on the level.
Oh? Well, let's have it.
The robbery was day before yesterday. This morning, I got an airmail special delivery letter from Zurich. Here, take a look.
Regarding the recent diamond matter, I have information which may enable you to recover them.
For a reward.
So I see. And he wants to talk to somebody about it.
Yep. And I nominate you.
It's signed Sebastian. Any idea who he is?
None at all. As you see, I was to reply to general delivery in Zurich. I did. Told him you were the one.
Uh-huh. How do I find him?
Well, read on. You're to register at the Polo Hotel in Zurich. He or she will contact you there.
You think it's on the level?
I don't know.
Could be a phony. Somebody trying to ace in and promote a fast buck. It's happened before.
Sure, and this could be another one. But right now, it's the only lead we've got. We got to take a chance and go along with it.
I can't say I care for the postscript here. Extreme caution necessary.
Leads me to think there's one thing you'd better be real sure about, Johnny.
What's that?
That you don't get contacted by the wrong guy.
And so, with the sun sinking slowly in the west and my morale slowly following suit, I said goodbye to my cheerful friend and set sail for distant shores. Item two, $622, plane fare and incidentals to Zurich, Switzerland. It was a quiet, uneventful flight, and I had a lot of time to think. But I didn't much like what I was thinking. Whoever had lifted the uncut stones wouldn't exactly like the idea of an informant spilling the beans to me. And I had a slight hunch I'd be lucky if beans were the only thing that got spilled.
My plane landed at Zurich in the late afternoon. I hired a cab, that's item $31, to take me to the Polo Hotel. The city looked bright, fresh, and clean. It gave me a lift. And the sight of a very pretty girl walking quickly to my cab as we were ready to pull away from the airport didn't hurt either.
Darling, I...
Well, hello.
I'm so sorry. I've made a mistake.
Darn it.
I thought you
that
were...
I was somebody else. Yeah, that's the trouble with having an ordinary-looking face.
Well, I wouldn't call it ordinary, but please...
Well...
Please, I wonder, could I share your cab into the city?
Oh, by all means.
I guess my friend was not on that plane after all.
Oh, that's rough. Okay, driver.
Very good of you.
Well, I'm a real prince when you get to know me, Miss...
Schaefer. Ilsa Schaefer.
Johnny Dollar. And speaking of getting to know me...
Driver, please, pull up.
Well, hey, how come?
Oh, I am so sorry, Mr. Dollar. I just remembered something I have to do.
We were just beginning to get acquainted.
I know. A pity, isn't it?
Well, look, wait, don't...
But perhaps this will make up for it.
Well, offhand, I can't think of a better start. Now, if you'll only...
Goodbye.
Hey, Ilsa, wait! Well, if this is the customary Swiss hospitality driver, sign me up. Then I realized that Ilsa had forgotten her purse. I had the driver cruise around a few minutes, but we didn't see her anywhere. So I dropped her purse off at the lost and found office of the taxicab company, then went on to the Polo Hotel. It was in the newer quarter of Zurich, on the lower slopes of the Zurichberg. I went inside and started for the desk in the lobby, but I didn't quite make it.
Turn here, please.
Sorry, I'm heading for the desk.
I said turn here, please.
You know, I can't say I care for the way you keep nudging me in the ribs. That wouldn't be a gun, would it?
Yes, it would. Now, if you will please come with me.
Okay, mister. Where to?
To the side entrance.
I'll say one thing. I sure didn't expect all the reception committees. The first one I like much better. Skip it, will you?
Outside. That car over there.
Hey, look, isn't it about time you tell me what this is all about?
There's no use pretending you do not know. The diamonds.
Oh. You think I've got them, maybe?
I do not think. I'm sure of it.
Well, this may come as a nasty surprise to you, mister, but
I have no time to waste. She entered your cab with a purse.
She?
And
Ilsa?
And left without it. And she was, shall we say, very friendly to you.
Oh, that I remember. And I have no complaints, believe me, but she didn't give me any diamonds.
I warn you.
They weren't in her purse, either. They checked the contents at Lost and Found.
Get into the car.
Hey, look, this routine won't get you anywhere.
Into the car.
Hey, take it easy, friend. You're trying to poke a hole in my ribs. Okay, relax. Take it.
Into the car.
I jerked the door open suddenly to knock him off balance. I swung at him, but he ducked and lunged at me. I went sprawling into the street in front of an oncoming car. The fenders hit me a glancing blow and I bounced against the curb. By the time I could get to my feet again, my friend with a gun had disappeared and so had his car. I wasn't hurt, but it took several minutes to convince the very scared cab driver who'd accidentally hit me. He should be scared.
Time to take a short break on this Johnny Dollar episode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Check out those boots.
Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Expense account item 4, $12.75. Telephone call to Tom Wilkins at Global Casualty Bank in the States.
I'm glad you called, Johnny. Any luck so far?
No luck, but sure a lot of action.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, first off, an attractive little doll shares my cab for a few blocks, plants a kiss on me, and scrambles out, leaving her purse behind.
What?
Then a strong arm collars me and tells me the girl must have passed the diamonds to me in the cab.
Oh, but that doesn't make sense.
Well, anyway, that's what happened so far, plus my almost getting run over in the process.
Look, Johnny, I knew this wouldn't be an easy assignment, but...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Don't worry, Tom. I'm still all in one piece. But I'm beginning to realize what Sebastian meant in his letter about extreme caution being necessary.
Has anyone contacted you yet?
No, only the aforementioned pair. No sign of this Sebastian, whoever he or she is.
Well, I still don't understand
Neither
why...
Neither do I. Either the boys who stole the diamonds have lost them, or there's another outfit trying to get their hands on them. In which case, I'm right in the middle.
Johnny, Sebastian's still our only lead. You gotta give him plenty of chance to contact you.
Yeah, I know. We'll do.
But be careful.
Look, I'm with you, believe me. I went up to my room and stretched out on the bed to wait. 2 hours went by. Nothing happened. Finally, I went down to the lobby. Expense account item 5, 30 cents, two English language newspapers. I settled down in the most conspicuous chair I could find and waited some more. Still nothing. I worked my way through the newspapers slowly. Then, finally, somebody came over to the chair that was back-to-back with mine. I took a quick look. He was well-dressed, dark wavy hair, medium height. But he paid no attention to me and started reading his newspaper. Looked like a wrong guess. Maybe I'd have to wait till tomorrow. So I started to get up.
Mr. Dollar.
What?
Please, put your newspaper in front of your face and do not turn around.
Okay. Who are you?
Sebastian, who wrote the letter to your company in the United States.
Oh?
It must not appear we are talking to each other.
Somebody watching?
I would not doubt it.
So you want to talk about the robbery of those uncut diamonds? How do I know you have any real information?
I will give you proof presently. But first, let us talk about the reward. What is the amount?
It depends on how good the information is, Sebastian.
I am talking about the diamonds.
Oh?
Suppose I were to tell you that I was in a position to guarantee their return.
Go on.
For $25,000 and no further investigation... I will arrange for the return of the diamonds.
I'd have to have proof that you know what you're talking about.
Of course. Let me see. My back is to you. Is it your right hand which is closest to the wall and shielded from the lobby?
Yeah.
Put it down beside your chair. Do not take the newspaper away from your face.
Okay.
Here.
Picture postcard.
Yes. Addressed to me, as you see.
The writing's in German. What does it mean?
It is the equivalent of your American expression, having wonderful time, wish you were here.
Signed by F. Gruner. Who's he or she?
A friend. Look at the picture on the other side.
The Kleibach Inn?
Yes. An inn in the town of Kleibach in the Alps, several hours from here.
Hey, wait a minute. Are the diamonds at the Kleibach Inn?
No. But this postcard is part of the key to their location.
Part of the... Oh, now, look, Sebastian, this just isn't good enough.
Shh,
I can't...
Shh. Someone is coming. I cannot talk further with you here. It is not safe.
Well, look,
do not worry. I will furnish all the proof you need.
When?
Tonight. Now listen carefully. I am going. I will leave my newspaper on the floor beside my chair. Wait a few minutes, then get up. Drop your paper, and when you pick it up, pick up mine also.
Then what?
On an inner page of my paper, I have written my address. Come there in 2 hours. If I am not there, wait for me.
Now, just a minute. How can I...
Please. There is no time for further questions. 2 hours, Mr. Dollar. In my room.
Two hours later, I went to the address he'd given me. A small apartment in another part of the city. I'll answer him. He hadn't arrived yet. I went inside and waited. 15 minutes went by. No sign of Sebastian. And then something started pecking away at my brain, a faint sound. I finally picked it, a dripping faucet. It came from the bathroom. The bathtub was full. In it, floating face down, was Sebastian.
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a perfect stranger wants to get acquainted and a beautiful girl asks me to go skiing. Trouble is, either or both of them could be trying to kill me. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
From the 1st of October, 1956, that was part one of the Picture Postcard Matter. We'll have the second installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Marvin Miller announcing for The Whistler. Well, in the late 1950s, on television he played a character named Michael Anthony, who narrated the action and worked for a wealthy man, who each week gave a large amount of cash to a total stranger. The viewers then saw how it changed their lives. I'll name that series and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
There's no business like show, business like no, business I know.
Everything about it is appealing.
SpiritsEntertainment.com presents the very best of the Broadway musicals. 60 showstoppers from the stage and screen featuring songs from South Pacific, The King and I, Annie Get Your Gun, Guys and Dolls, Showboat, Carousel, and many more.
Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
I'm singing in the rain.
This 3-CD collection of 60 original recordings from the greatest musicals showcases legendary artists, including Fred Astaire, Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, Doris Day, Bing Crosby, Pat Boone, and Ethel Merman, to name just a few.
Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face.
Order Broadway musicals today at SpiritsEntertainment.com and pay just $19.98 for this 3-CD set of 60 songs from your favorite musicals. Plus, get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code Broadway77.
Stormy weather.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you.
Go to SpiritsEntertainment.com now to get the very best of Broadway musicals today for only $19.98. Remember promo code Broadway77 to get extra savings on shipping.
On the rainbow, why oh why can't I?
That's Broadway77 at SpiritsEntertainment.com. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success, and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to hers.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before we took a break, we were talking about a late 1950s television series featuring Marvin Miller as Michael Anthony. The answer is The Millionaire. The title character was played by Paul Frees, although you only heard his voice and saw his arm each week as he handed a cashier's check for $1 million to Anthony. That money was then given to a total stranger, and we saw how it changed their lives. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it. But hey, remember to stop by the website. You can find us at whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.